Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Ohio State Basketball. It's announced that 6'9" Lee Aliyah, a native of Argentina, will be added to their roster for the coming season. He has spent the last 3 years with his country's national team, has competed internationally at the club level. The NCAA today granted a stay by a federal court reversing the previous ruling, allowing athletes from the 2022-23 recruiting class to return for a fifth year. Baseball: Cleveland Guardians begin a series in Denver with the Colorado Rockies tonight. Guardians 4 back in the AL Central, 1 back of the wild card. Cincinnati Reds in Phoenix to open a series with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Columbus Clippers continue their home series with St. Paul tonight. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Open a savings account for the youth in your life with just $5 at BMI Federal Credit Union, and they'll put $100 into a youth certificate. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday.
Hi, Timmy.
The back is thrown out. It's completely gone.
We're just going to put a disclaimer on
and
this
no,
show.
No, I'm not Common Man, but I've just morphed into him because I've been around this guy more at the job since we started doing the show together, and now I have just become him. Full on depressed, and now I have one of the worst backs that you're going to find. It's gone. I've thrown my back out.
Yeah.
By the way, welcome in. No Common Man today, but we have a... It was going to be a Timmy. It's still a Timmy and Friends. It was going to be a trifecta show like Mike had earlier in the week, but no Coco today. She had to go out and do some high school football because they're running her ragged.
Yeah.
So Jen Winters, F-bomb Jen,
hi,
is going to be
reporting
here.
Reporting for duty. I said duty.
You duty.
This is going to be
don't
a shame.
Make me laugh. She's here the 3 o'clock hour and the 4 o'clock hour. Double Jen. Double
Sorry
barrel
in
Jen.
Advance.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I'm not. You always do that. Stop being so self-deprecating.
So myself.
Stop being
okay.
Yourself. Quit it. Quit it.
Okay.
You need major medication.
I need all of the medication.
Super meds.
You need a little bit more today than
Man.
I do.
And then at 5 o'clock, I don't even believe that we're doing this.
It's an honor.
It's like I say, anytime Sarah gets pissed off about like dog things and it's dirty or whatever, we got to walk her 17 times. Hey, you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why I'm doing anything. I was staunchly against it. This is all you. I chose this. I'm walking right into it. Dom Tabari is back in the building with me for the 5 o'clock hour.
I'm so excited.
I don't know if we're going to accomplish anything.
You won't.
I have things on the sheet, like talk about some high school football, talk about some Buckeye football, because he's going to be he's semi-retired. He's on the Buckeye coverage team for this year, so we'll talk a little bit about that. All his years doing it, what he thinks of this year's team, besides how they'll go 12-0 and then run through the college football playoff and win the national championship again, because he's never picked against the Buckeyes in any singular game ever. So that's happening in the 5 o'clock hour.
And other than that, I got no idea what the hell else is happening because I just got the show sheet.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what?
No, it's okay.
It's been done and
it's okay.
I've had a lot on my mind. I've been in pain.
We haven't even said hello to our clean.
How you doing,
good,
Jen?
Clean boy. I'm good, Timmy. How are you?
I'm good. Rhyme time. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
All right.
There we go. Thanks, Rhymer.
Rhymer, it's good to see you, buddy.
Hey, Rhymer.
Hey.
What, you want to see something funny?
Yes, I would.
Hey, Timmy, what's that?
Batman turn.
Nothing.
Great.
Oh, no, Timmy, look out behind you.
Shut up.
just mean.
Shut up.
It's just mean.
Oh no, Timmy, you dropped that.
God, what is her problem? Can't you just, everyone?
I feel really bad for you. I feel so bad.
We're all such jokesters, and no one can shut it off.
My favorite thing about your whole morning was the fact that you were at Sheetz, and a cop asked you if you were okay.
So yeah. So true story.
Were you stabbed in the back, sir?
So people have asked me, like, what did you do? And I'm so tired of that question. What did I do?
Well,
I didn't
do anything. Because you're walking like you got like something shoved up your butt.
I know, it's great. I'm walking like I'm trying to take a dump, or I already did take a dump, and it's just sitting around in the shorts right now because I've got the thrown out back where it's all in my lower section.
It's bad.
And I can't stand straight up. A lot of people
can't.
Like the standing straight up is what like gives it some comfort and alleviates some of that pressure. I can't do it. I'm stuck in Quasimodo mode. I'm just hunched over and I just keep doing Collinsworth sounds. All hey, it's like a higher pitched, elongated Collinsworth. Like that's all that I can do today, Jen. I can't get comfortable. So if I just break out into one of those sound effects at any point during the show, you know it's just because of the back. Sucks.
Where's the heating pad I brought for you, and where's the cooling pack?
I didn't plug it in yet. I've got a hot pad on my lower back right
now. That's already falling off.
So but it's not even been on for a few hours. It's still activated. So I had a doctor's appointment already scheduled for today that I didn't want to miss. I've been waiting for it for 3 weeks, right? And so I throw the back out around 8:45. I'm not kidding. I'm like 15 minutes away.
Oh God.
From going out the door to hit the appointment. When I realized like I could get myself to the car, and like sitting down is about the only way I can just be almost free of pain. Anytime I got to get up, like it sucks. So I could get to the car, sit down, drive, and then just sort of waddle my way in there. I looked like one of the 85, 90 year olds that was going in there for their appointments. There were a couple people in there that were in their 70s or 80s, and they were just like zippity doo dah, like getting out of the car, walking on in. I'm like, I need a handicap placard right now so I can park close to the door and get in. Everyone is like looking at me like, oh no, like what happened? I thought this was for something else. I'm like, yep. But I did this morning, so maybe we can kill two birds with one stone. So I get a prescription. I do the appointment. He checks out my back at the same time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like aside from maybe I can give you a muscle relaxer, I'm like, I've never taken one of those in my life. I've never really had major back issues. I've had like maybe two tweaks in my life. I've had one other time where I was in pain kind of like this, but not all the way. So I haven't really had experience with the chiropractor. It hadn't been that bad of an issue, which is a good thing. But he's like, he's feeling the back and he's like, there's nothing I can tell that's like torn or major. So it's going to suck for a day or two. If it's not better by the start of next week, give me a call. We can go from there. But you might just want to do Aleve's, Tylenol, back and forth, heat, ice, that sort of thing. The maintenance. So I do it. I'm like, all right. So he gives me my prescription for the other thing. I got to go and get it filled because I don't want to come back out. So I go over to the CVS and I try to wait like 20 minutes or so. It still wasn't ready. So they said they could expedite it, but it's going to take 15 more minutes. So I'm like, okay. I went back across the street to the Sheetz right there. I'm at like the Hilliard Sheetz on Roberts Road, and I got to fill a tank with gas. So I had a couple other like errands that I had to do. I mean, I go over there, I'm waiting. I go inside to get myself a little breakfast croissant, and I'm just walking around. And as I get up to the little MTO machine, there were two like young girls who I swear should be in high school. I don't know why they weren't, because high school's in session today. And like the eye contact that they made with me as I was like huddled over getting to the screen, it just about was the worst thing, because they looked at me with such pity. Like, who is this old man? And should we help him? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just go and make my order. I wait. I'm sitting down there at a table and I just like burst out laughing, just because I'm thinking about like all the things that have gone wrong.
This crazy
today.
Man laughing at himself.
Like the things that have gone wrong at the house, and like with my back being thrown out now in the last 24 hours, I just started to crack up. Then I got my food and I went outside and I'm like holding on to each one of those poles at the end of the parking spaces to get over. My car was very, very close. It was like right next to the handicap spot.
It was in the handicap spot.
I hear this voice like shout out to me, say, "Hey, are you okay?" And I look over and it's one of Columbus's finest. It's someone from CPD, and he was like hanging out outside of his squad SUV. And I look over and I just say, "No, but yes." I kind of laugh. I'm like, I'm good. He probably thought I was stabbed or shot inside the convenience store. And I was, you know, like walking out, trying to get to my car to go away. And I could tell, like, I got in the car and I rolled past him. And I rolled my window down and I just said, you know, "Thank you." He was still standing out there. I said, "Thanks for checking on me. That was very nice." And he said, "Yeah, his buddy who was in the squad car," he said, "yeah, he told me, he was like, I bet it's his back." He was like, "That, that looks like a back right there." And I'm like, "Yes, yes. I'm old. I threw it out this morning and I'm only like less than an hour into this. So it completely sucks right now."
I am really bummed though that you are not on muscle relaxers, because I think you have enough time here to take one and then do the show.
No.
And then we can just see how like amazing you would be. And then I could drive you home afterwards.
It's a bridge too far. Bridge too far, like doing the show on Quaaludes or muscle relaxers.
I even offered
completely
you
drunk.
Some of the special drinks I have at home and you turned them down. Which, I mean, I get
THC
it.
THC drinks. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just can't go there.
Gardening drinks.
Sorry, that's the line right there, doing the show drunk or high. Like, that's the one
not that I do that
step
on the clock.
That's the one. I know it's Friday, beverage car Friday, thrown out bag, all that. There's extenuating circumstances, but no. So here's the show. It's a Friday. It's a go to jail Friday.
Okay, good.
Man, I got so many.
I'm hearing this for the first time, as you guys are too. So there we go.
So, you know, yeah, like I can just, my whole entire life can go to jail. There's more to tell you about. I could make you guys feel a lot better by going through like a 10 bullet point laundry list.
I think we're good.
Of what's been going on.
I think we're good.
But my God, so that can all go to jail. I'd say like a death sentence too. Maybe just put me to death.
No.
Put me out of my misery right now would be fine for some kind of infraction.
We need you for at least next Monday and Tuesday, so no, please.
Then Wednesday will be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike will be back. It'll all be good. So we got some jailbirds all show long, and I'll do that at 3:46. Text the burner 614-787-3093 or goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Send us an email. It is Music Appreciation Friday.
I know.
Mikey is a good clean boy, and he left us with a fresh batch. This is the penultimate, second to last wave.
I can't believe
of
it.
Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs.
It's felt like two summers since we've started that.
That's coming up at 4 o'clock. And again, I already told you, Dom Tabari will be here for the 5 o'clock wave. High school football starting up in full effect tonight. I got to miss the game because I'm not going to be able to go to the road game.
But you'll be able to make it tomorrow.
All the way up. I'm going tomorrow.
Jack.
Yeah, for Jack's freshman game. But I'm not going to be able to go to the varsity game all the way up at Big Walnut tonight. I'm not. I can't do it. Got to go home and just sit in a crouched position. That's what I'll be doing. We're going to talk about the most annoying thing in sports going on right now. Oh. That's next. Jen Winters is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid westbound 670's off-ramp to southbound 71 that's currently closed due to some debris that's on the ramp. And we've got an accident that's causing holdup at the intersection of Briggs Road and Brinker Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Lee, there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies are here for your Friday. Yeah, ending the week with some nice weather. Highs around 81. For your Saturday, increasing clouds with spotty showers and storms popping up in the afternoon and evening. Highs right around 80. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
11 and a half. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Coming up in a minute, we're going to talk about the most annoying thing going on in sports right now. Jen Winters is here for the Common Man. You know what else is annoying? When you're in that room in the house and you're getting ready. Yes, and it doesn't work. You know how those things made the sound effects? It went up and then down.
Yeah,
that's what this is. That's when ED gets you. Erectile dysfunction. Bad news. Mess you up. But as we've been talking about for years, you don't have to worry if you live in this town. And if you're listening to us, you likely do. And if you don't, you should come back home and then go see our friends at Tri-State Men's Health, because they're the ones that are going to fix all of your ED issues. They're using advanced medical science. They're empowering male performance with therapies that go far beyond the pills, Jen. Mm-hmm. They got treatments with success rates over 90%, and some of them can have you last an hour or more. Dear God. So go and see them, or go to the website first, tristatemenshealth.com. Take a look around. See about the first $99 initial visit. You get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, you get the dose right there in the office. And if it doesn't work, then they waive that fee. Then that first visit is completely free. 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. All right. So college sports right now is completely messed up.
It is.
Over these TROs. Over, you know, a year ago, I never even used that three-letter acronym. I didn't care to know about it. I didn't want to know about it. Didn't want to say it. But so now we know that's temporary restraining order.
There we go.
And you can just solve all your problems with one of those by just going around to whatever judge is going to give you a little TRO. How about that? A little TRO.
Not a TRL, though. That's Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
Yes.
So basically what's happening is anybody that was playing in 2022 in that college football academic or athletic season, they now are saying, well, what the hell? Like, you are giving this 5-for-5 eligibility ruling, which I am a proponent of that. I think that clears a lot up. Is forget about the redshirt year and having to decipher what the percentage is of games played, whatever sport. Just let someone stay 5 years and play 5 years. You know, for the guys that, you know, now with NIL, it actually makes a lot of sense because they can make some more money. You also have those other players on the other end of it where maybe I don't have a professional career, but there's some use for me here as a college player, being just a savvy veteran or a bench guy or a depth player.
Yeah.
You can start working on your master's degree and still play another year of your sport. Like, I think it's good for a lot of reasons, but the way that they're doing this right now, they've just screwed everything up.
Yes.
And I think there's fault all over the place, but I think, you know, mainly you got to look at the NCAA for why, like, they didn't just have the grace period or the grandfathered in type of move like they did when it was the COVID year.
They just aren't thinking that much.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? When it was
for
2020, it didn't matter where you were in your timeline.
That was just an extra thing
at the end.
At the end.
The back end, you get that extra year. Right. Well, now that has basically exhausted, because anyone that was here in 2022, clearly you were a couple years removed from that. But you could still be going into your fifth year. And when they kind of decided this, you were kind of at that time on the clock where a lot of people were in limbo. And now, like, you are just seeing graphic after graphic and case after case of guys that have already signed professional contracts. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to come back to play college sports. It's like, it's wrong on both sides. I don't know which side of it I hate more, but I think I'm leaning towards the NCAA for if they would have just granted the grace period in the beginning, we wouldn't be in this spot right here.
Well, and you know what I think is hilarious is the fact that we are, you know, deep into the preseason for the NFL. And then what happens, you know, the week before the season starts is there's the cutdown day. and every team cuts down X amount of players, which means that there are going to be like 1,100 players who are cut on cut down day. And a fraction of those players still technically have eligibility within the NCAA. So it's like we're going to maybe see a sea of players come back into the NCAA from the NFL. That's a thing that could happen. And it's just like, what in the world are you doing?
Keyword on technically.
It's technically.
Right? Because
still it could happen. And that's just insanity to me.
Who is our gambling boy? Brendan Sorsby.
Yes.
He got the TRO.
Yes.
And then he was going to play. And then
eventually he just decided,
that just went away.
I'm just going to go away.
Because it just became understood.
Right.
That this really can't work. Mm-mm. You know, like we can't have this, but we reached a point in time, apparently, and it kind of just happens before you even realize it, where college sports gets to this level and you can't have, because it's, you're dealing with schools and not a specific league that is collectively bargained.
Right.
You've got all these different entities, different conferences, different universities that operate under different umbrellas. And so it becomes trickier. And we just up and decided we can't just have an organization like the NCAA that sets a rule book and we all abide to it. Those days are gone.
They're long. I mean, it's the wild west.
Tested in the courts and
there's
wild, wild west. That's one of those keywords.
It's true, though. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, I mean, there's
Jim West, Desperado, okay. Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada.
But there's no salary cap when you consider NIL. There's all sorts of stuff. And so the kids are running amok and the NCAA is just like, they got their hands up and they're like, I don't know. We just need more babysitters, I guess.
Ex-Ole Miss tight end Daquan Wright. He became the first NFL player, yes. Right? The first NFL player to enter the transfer portal. And more likely to be following. There could have been more.
I mean, think about
today.
I mean,
since the last time I checked,
the Ole Miss players because of Lane Kiffin and his shenanigans. Like that's just in addition to all of that.
Oh, I mean, there's been tons that were part of the Louisiana TRO mm-hmm. that just got filed. And Reimer, didn't the Colorado one, the other TRO that had a group of players that already got rescinded?
Yeah, the NCAA.
So those guys are, the ones that were included there are out.
Yes, the NCAA put a stay on that.
A stay. We got the TRO, and then we got the stay on it.
Yeah.
So stay, you're back out.
So if you're in the eligibility case with Colorado, you're now ineligible. But you're still eligible if you were had the protection from another state court.
You could just go up to Wyoming, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not far away.
Yeah. Go up to Laramie and see if you can find a good old judge up there that'll let you play. It's just, you can't keep any of this straight.
No, you can't.
And there's no fixing this now because they could have just decided at the beginning that everybody that was in that 2022 class just got this upcoming year. Everybody gets it.
Should have done that in April. They announced the five and five.
Could have, even if when this was going to go into place was kind of teetering on when a graduation date was going to happen and guys would time out of their eligibility, they could have just declared it. They could have just said, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to be cutting this close here. Anybody that was on the fringe of using a 5-year, you were a 4-year athlete and you used all that eligibility. Don't worry. The 5th year will go into place. Then I know there's always going to be can of worms. Like what about like that 2021 athlete that maybe had 5 years, but one of them was wiped out due to an injury. He's saying, well, I should get 5 years though. Like
right.
I only got 4. One of them was for an injury. I would be getting my 6th with a waiver. Then what? Like, I get you have to draw a line in the sand somewhere, but now you have all these guys that are wearing their professional uniforms, and those are the pictures that we throw on social media. Seattle Seahawks running back wants to come back to college football, right? Like, we've been...
Jackson Kohler last night was at Michigan State playing basketball last year, and the picture they used was him in a Utah Jazz jersey, which he played for the Jazz in the Summer League, but didn't actually wear a professional Jazz jersey.
He wore like the practice style jersey.
But in the background of the picture is UConn players. So you're crossing everything here. It's just like, what are you doing here? Just do them in the Michigan State jersey.
It's tough to like let these guys come back now because the precedents you're setting where they've played in a professional league. To me, it doesn't matter like if you played in a game or not. You sign any kind of professional contract.
It should null and void.
That should be done.
Yes.
But I don't truly know like if these guys like are being wronged here, these athletes. You had your time in college sports. I think two things can be true. The NCAA is stupid, but you signed a professional contract. If there was any doubt at all
that this could be changed,
then maybe you just, and that's hard to say, right? To like I'm supposed to hold off on becoming a pro athlete? Like
well,
this
and
is
then,
the
I mean, what's
timeline
the thing
of when I do that.
With college basketball where they say, here's where we believe you will be drafted or not be drafted, and then you can come back. But they have not crossed that line. They have not gone professional. But these guys assumed that they were just done.
So the time to go pro was now. Yes. What am I supposed to do? Just not take it
it's
for
just
the
so
year?
Crazy.
The Colorado court ruling came into effect and just gave a class-wide injunction to everybody in the class of 2022. And this was after the summer league had already taken place. And now these guys, like Seth Trimble, was at North Carolina. He went to the NBA or was with the Wizards in the summer league, and he was going to sign an Exhibit 10 with the Wizards, was only going to get like $100,000.
It's a huge amount. For some, it's a huge difference.
He's rumored to go to Louisville, and he was getting offered $3 to $3.5 million is what it was rumored. So, yeah, I'm going to take that chance with that.
What about anybody from Duke? I just want to make sure you're covered so you don't get in trouble with Beamer and Austin.
I don't think. Maybe I did because I mentioned.
Did you mention North Carolina?
All right, I didn't know what you're talking about there.
He
but,
has a bet where he's not allowed to mention North Carolina or wear any North Carolina gear.
Yeah.
With the Buckeye show.
Well, he just said Seth Trimble.
Right.
You did say North Carolina, didn't you?
Yeah.
You didn't need to say UNC.
So now
you
just,
sorry,
I have
I'm narking you out.
I have to say something about Duke now.
Mike Krzyzewski was a good coach.
You can think about that.
I said it for you.
Yes, I am a good coach. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Buckeye basketball. That's for you, Reimer.
Oh, there we go.
A new addition. We're going to tell you about this in 2 minutes. Jen Winters is in. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some debris that's in the right lane on southbound 71 after 670 on the north side. And we've got slower traffic on eastbound 270 on the northbound belt from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Booing is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
No man today. Jen Winters, F-Bomb Jen, is hanging out with us until 5 o'clock here on a go-to-jail Friday. Get in your jailbirds. Get them in hot and fresh. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You can text the burner, 614-787-3093. Jen's got the burner phone.
I do.
She's handling that bad boy until 5
o'clock.
It's
an Android. You Android people.
Shut up about the Android. I care about the Android right now. I told you, I'm not getting on the Wi-Fi in this building again because since I upgraded the phone, it's got all these like, you know, back rooms you got to go through. You got to jump through hoops to get on the new system in here since we upgraded it. I'm supposed to like get some SSID number. I don't even know what the hell that is. I put in my, you know, username and password and it's still not enough. I got to get some company ID and I'm not doing it. I'm not walking upstairs to IT to get logged on to the Wi-Fi.
Well, you shouldn't,
so the texting
could
be a little
off. You're in right now anyway.
What am I going to do? Crawl up there?
Yeah.
I've thrown my back out too, by the way, guys.
I mean, I could ask one of the IT guys to come down here.
No, I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Buckeye basketball got a new addition. You see that?
I did, but we should just really have Reimer take care of this one.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you also.
What are you doing? What is that?
I don't know.
You're going to point to him?
Have you met Reimer?
Have you met me?
The man has run around this building.
Been covering Buckeye like basketball crazy. Since before you got a walk.
Well, that is also true, but he's been running around this building all day going crazy about this addition. And he's like, is it hot in here? It's hot. It's hot in here. I got to take off my hoodie. It's hot.
It's been a newsy Friday.
And then
what other news has come down?
He's flicking the 5-5 stuff, and
he's flicking.
But that's not. Is that news though? Because that's just going to happen on a daily basis with all that bull crap going on.
He's flicking coal in the nipple, and then Cole's throwing him into the wall.
What'd you do? What?
Yes, that's what happened.
A nipple flick.
I flicked Cole's nipple, and
he threw him into the wall. Yeah.
I don't think you go and flick another man's nipple. Rhyme time.
I mean, Cole and I are close like that.
Not when you're at work. That might be a little jail time.
We're BFFs.
For doing that.
Yeah. We're BFFs.
That doesn't
Would you give a purple nurple? Would you give a little twister?
Maybe.
Have you ever done that to one of your dudes?
One of my dudes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that to Timmy right now? Have at it.
That would be very entertaining.
Reimer,
I'd pay
like
big money for that.
Twisted?
Come on over here and twist Timmy's nipple.
No, it hurts.
It doesn't feel good. So you flicked him in the nipple.
Yeah.
And he pushed you into the wall.
Yeah. As we were crossing over.
Did anything
really
move around at all? Did like push you into one of the picture frames or anything?
No, he just pushed me into the side of the door in here.
Man.
It was a playful push.
Nice playful push.
I was a little like, what is going on?
Guys being dudes.
I know.
Exactly.
But it was just like, I'm like, you're not siblings, but it was like sibling behavior and I am all for it. So why don't you talk about the dude who's just signed with the dude down the street?
So Jake Diebler just announced that we got an Argentinian.
Ooh.
Argentinian or Argentine?
Argentine.
I think it's Argentinian. Yeah.
So his name is Lee Alia. And he's a big guy. He is ready to go now for this coming season. This is how fast some of this international stuff can happen, right? Like, he's in. He can get acclimated now. Again, it's late August. I don't know how much Lee is going to be able to do impact-wise. Sometimes that's not the end-all, be-all. You're looking to get a guy in that can develop, that can get in the system, work with the other big guys. Maybe you always say that there could be a chance that he becomes a chip piece. You know, depth piece, someone that can get into the rotation and do some things. Diebler said, Lee's an energetic big. I'm excited to have him join the family. His experience, athleticism, and physicality make him a valuable addition to the program. He's 6'9". He has spent the last 3 years with the national team down there in Argentina, competed in the America Cup and the World Cup qualifiers for his home country there. And this past year in league ball... So I'm not entirely sure like what the levels work like out overseas, especially when you're a junior. Mm-hmm. I know Luka Doncic, he came from one of the Spanish clubs as well. It says he played in Liga ACB, one of the top leagues in Europe.
I think that is the top.
The top league?
I think it is.
I know it's probably Gary Pettit, who's the SID over there, that wrote the release here that I'm checking things from, so... He was at UCAM Murcia. I'm sure I'm butchering that. Murcia.
Yeah, that sounds
Spain.
A little nicer.
Yeah. Said he played on their top team. So there's like levels. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a club and there's different levels within that club. And he averaged 19 points and 10 rebounds per game.
Okay.
Shot almost 60% from the floor. So like this is a guy like that you would think here's a guy that you would think at some point would have some ability and be able to do some damage here in college basketball. Anything outside of that, Reimer?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this dude or things he can do?
Just from what I've seen from tape and stuff, he's really athletic, really strong finisher around the rim, will get out and transition, really energetic guy that will definitely bring some nice depth. I am with you on, it's here in August and he's just not joining the team because I do wish that he would have gotten some time in the summer with the team to build that connection and the relationships. But like, I feel like that's already gone so quickly with the team from what I've seen. Like the chemistry that everybody's built is really nice and that they're going to welcome him in and it'd be a nice addition to this front court and be able to, I mean, he's got a ton of pro experience just looking at him. Like, he's really, really physical, really nice frame. Like, he can be a really nice bruiser too.
So when you look at the international flair now, I mean, Ojemwuna, he's from Nigeria. Yeah. He's had experience in American college ball for a bit though, coming over from Baylor. You've got Ivan Yegovan, obviously, the big Croatian.
Breakout guy.
Second Croatian, too, comes in when you got Andrea Jelovic from Kentucky, who we're going to be watching him. That's maybe my most watchful eye is going to be on Jelovic and what the five spot, because you told me that Yegovan was basically like Shaq reincarnated.
I mean,
past summer.
I was blown away.
So we'll see how Yegovan is going to wind up looking this year, but just let's just say I'm pumping the brakes on that. Like, in the off season, we'll see like what he's doing night in, night out.
It may have been a bit of an overreaction.
A little bit.
But yeah. I mean, when they went down to Puerto Rico, he had 23 boards in two games.
Yeah, again, that's Puerto Rico.
I know.
And I want double digit board games on the norm. If you're playing inferior opponents that you're beating by 40 or 50, you should at least give me 10 rebounds.
But
if you get
23 in two games is still impressive.
Okay. But again, like, you look at the backup bigs, you got Ojemwuna, who's got great size, Vuk, who's another international, the Serbian, that's been getting some minutes for them and getting the offseason under his belt. And so after that, you're saying, like, this dude from Argentina, you think could slot in there and be somebody that if there's an injury or if you're going to wow us with your ability, you can move up the depth chart and let's go. But I'm really, really excited. I fall victim to this every year.
But nice. I'm right there with you.
Freaking college basketball.
Besides Bynum and John Mobley, who you're expecting everything from.
Anthony Thompson, too.
And Anthony Thompson, a five-star McDonald's All-American, who's going to come with a baseline expectation as well. What you're seeing from guys like Jimmy Williams and Curtis Givens, some of these other like mid-size guards, that to me, when you get it from those other components to where you have to get into your rotations a little bit and you won't see much drop off, you're seeing it all over college basketball. Forget about what like the high end top one or two guys on your team can do. It's only been about depth. Look at the best teams in college basketball. Yep. Look at Michigan, especially, who won the national championship. Those guys were rolling 9 or 10 deep. And they had no drop off when they went to those other guys.
It's going to be a lot different this year. That is 100% sure. They were bottom 10 in the country in bench points per game last year. 355th of 365. It's going to be way up, I think.
Roddy Gale was a dude for Michigan as a bench player.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he was happy going back to that role, like from being a starter.
Well,
and like, you've got to have guys that are willing.
I mean, look at who's playing around him up there as opposed to who
was
here.
That's what I'm saying. You take and think of a guy that good and where he was with us.
Right.
And we didn't get to see all that through.
He's like, I will gladly
take
a back seat.
A component
to win the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you got to have guys that can, okay, I'm not going to be a 15, 16 a game guy. I'll be an 8, 9, or 10 a game guy. And I'll give you however many minutes you need on a certain night. I can do that.
How much time until college basketball starts? How many days?
72 days.
There you go. Okay.
All right. It is Go to Jail Friday. Got some jailbirds coming up next. Jen Winters is here. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some holdup due to an accident if you're on westbound 70 on the east side before the 71 east split. And there's about a 5-minute holdup if you're on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Retirement from football hits everyone differently. For Devere Posey and Dane Sanzenbacher, it means sitting around watching sports clips on the internet and arguing about them. Search for Didn't Catch That on YouTube and subscribe. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
No common man today. I've thrown out my backy. We are dealing with that. Sacky's good, backy's not.
Sacky's good, backy's bad.
Jen Winters is in. She's here until 5 o'clock, and then, oh my God,
Uncle Dommy.
Dom Tiberi will rock it here from 5 to 6. It's a high school football Friday night. Really excited for it. We'll have coverage at 6:30, right after the Buckeye Show. What up?
Do you know how great yesterday was?
No.
Angela Pace stopped by. And I got to see her for about 5 minutes.
She didn't come down? Angela Pace was here? She didn't come down?
I know. She stopped by.
Angela! No Grey Goose for you, gal. Man.
Tomorrow is the last Maria's Message driving workshop of the summer. And so she, you know, even though she's no longer employed here, she helps to run this over the summer. And so she was here to get the stuff for the course tomorrow. And it was just so wonderful to get to see her. And then I get to see Dom today. So it's just like my make-a-wish is coming true. These legends in Columbus.
She's one of the best. She really is one of the best. And the Dom Hour is going to be a wild ride.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
It's a go to jail Friday.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, you know the thing about, you know, your parents probably said this to you when you were a kid. Jen, there's a time to goof around. There's a time to be serious.
Yeah.
You know, there's time to have fun. Mm-hmm. It's time to get serious. Sometimes we goof around a lot here in this office. It's good. I'm not saying it's not. I do it. We all do it. But you guys have been pouring it on pretty thick about the back being thrown out. I just seen here that while I was like, I'm keeled over. Like, literally, like, I can't walk outside of, like, this hunched over. Like, and I have to make these sound effects while I'm moving because it keeps, like, tweaking my back piece while I'm moving. I can't stand upright. I'm locked in the hunched over golem position.
Precious.
And while I was walking around the kitchenette area, Nicole Sheeran of 10 TV, our gal over there, she's filming me without my permission. She filmed some embarrassing video. I look like a complete idiot. I look like a loser. I can't walk. I look like I'm 100 years old. And she sends that over to Mike.
You think it's great?
Without my knowledge.
Yeah.
And that's not the only thing. That's not the only thing of her goofing off today. We had this lovely taco bar.
Yeah, it was
Who brought
really
that
nice.
In today, Jen?
It was our friends at the O-On Lane.
Oh, great. They've been great partners.
Yes, we love them.
Celebrated Buckeye football with them and our spot there throughout the years. So they brought in a nice, like, taco bar. No notes on that.
Right.
It was totally fantastic. Fantastic. The chicken, the beef. Didn't even need to put a lot on it. It was just bursting with flavor. But they brought the fixings, too. They had some of the beans, lettuce, tomato, things that you would want on the taco. It was great. Nicole, she fixes herself a taco. She already sees me eating my tacos with a plate like a normal person. I'm always yelling at Jack, who likes to eat everything in the house without a plate. So crumbs and juices,
things are dripping
everywhere. No, I don't want that. That's just going to, then there's going to be lick marks and wet spots on the couch, because if a piece of food drops on there, then the dog does come and take care of that, as you say. It drives me nuts. So I'm eating this with the plate. Jeez. And juices are running off from the taco meat. I have a chicken one and a beef one. Juices, I know I've said that like 5 times, from both. The juices are flowing down. Like it biting into a plum, and they just flow down my chin. And so she sees that. And what does she do? She goes and grabs a taco. No
great.
Plate. She's walking all over the place. She's like, hey, Timmy, what's going on? All the while, like, liquids dripping out. She's wearing a white skirt to get ready for the high school football coverage. I'm like, you better watch out. You're going to drip on your clothes. She's dripping over the floor. She then, like, leans over and gets in my face, and then chicken falls out of her taco and falls right on the floor in front of me. It was disgusting. Jail for Nicole.
It was funny because it got you all wound up.
Yes, it did.
And she did her job.
I'm more wound up than usual today.
I was so proud of her.
2 years for Jen.
Proud.
2 years for Jen.
Two years for me.
2 years for you too. I meant to say Nicole, and I just looked at your face, and I just threw you in jail too.
Jail for you now.
There you go.
Jail for you for flipping me off.
I got another flipping one right here. For you.
Jail
you
again.
I got two.
Oh, whoops, I hate when it does
whoops,
that.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy, oh, geez, does it all the time.
Oh, God.
Jail for my son, Jack. And I'll tell you why. He has poor chip etiquette. You know where I'm going with this?
Are you talking about golf or Reimer? Potato chips?
What do you think I mean by poor chip etiquette?
He's talking about golf.
Tortilla chips.
Oh, you're close. Basically, like what I'm saying is when you see a nice like salty chip snack that you have purchased, I like to go and get like the Meijer, you know, buy five, save $5, get the good selections. I buy them good stuff, all right?
Yeah.
And here recently, I came in with two bags of Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips. Oh, man. Haven't had those in a minute. Saw those there. Got them. I got the Lay's, sour cream and cheddar,
oh,
the salt and vinegar,
yeah.
The wavy. I got those, too. And he has been leaving one, two, or three chips
my God.
In the bag.
Keep
and
it
putting
up, Jack.
Rolling it up and putting the chip clip back on the bag. And then putting it back over the refrigerator or in the pantry.
That's my
and
move.
Leaving it there. It's I would rather you leave an empty bag clipped up. And I don't even get to taste one. But to show me that my favorite chip is still there, I see it, I'm like, oh, man, sour cream and cheddar. And then I get there, and it's like, Lay's, bet you can't eat just one. Well, how about if I leave one in the bag and play a sick joke on you?
I love
That's what he's doing. 10 years in jail.
No.
Bad chip etiquette. So rude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Good job, Jack.
You can't do that.
I highly approve of that.
If it was golf, I thought like maybe he was like walking in your line as you're about to chip.
That's what I was thinking.
Right. Yeah, no, that could be that could be another kind there of poor chipping etiquette
on
the golf course.
I'm sorry that those things bother you in a world where everything terrible is happening right now. We've got flooding. We've got electricity out. We've got people in peril, but
is I-70 you know, still closed out by Buckeye Lake?
I
think they said it might be till tonight.
It has to be.
They said it might be till tonight. That's, I saw a plow, like a snow plow.
I know.
Was moving water.
Yeah. That's right where I grew up. So that is, I know all about the Buckeye Lake flood, so it's bad. I feel bad for you guys out there.
All right. 614.
Heaven forbid those chips. You know,
heavens to Betsy. 614-787-3093 is the burner phone to get your jailbirds in. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We're gonna get happy though.
Oh,
like the monkeys. It's the second to last Music Appreciation Friday. A new batch from our friend Mikey, the Common Man. That's next. Jen Winters is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on southbound 71 on the north side from Weber Road to 11th Avenue. And a couple minute hold up if you're on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual and they'll customize your auto and home insurance. So you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Baseball tonight. Columbus Clippers continue their home series with St. Paul at Huntington Park. Cincinnati Reds begin a series on the road against the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cleveland Guardians in Denver to face the Colorado Rockies. Guardians four back in the AL Central, game and a half back in the wild card. Ohio State basketball announcing that 6'9" Lee Alia from Argentina will be added to the roster for the coming season. He's been competing internationally. The NCAA today granted a stay by a federal court reversing the previous ruling that allows athletes from the 2022 and 23 recruiting class to return for a fifth year. This update brought to you by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling, together to serve you better. Schedule today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
No Common Man today. Jen Winters is hanging out with us here today. If you're just joining us, I somewhere along the line this morning threw out my back. And so I'm just a hunched over mess, just sort of moping around everywhere today, doing my best, Can't go to the game tonight. Don't feel I can handle a long car ride up there to Sunbury. So I'm just going to wait until tomorrow morning when the freshman game is.
It's okay. You know, it's not like, I mean, do you think Jack will play tonight?
No, he's not going to play in the varsity game as a freshman.
Tyler Danberg,
good clean Tyler Danberg, who's going to call the game tonight, which I'm excited for to hear his pipes doing football.
Listen. Yeah,
he was talking about the roster for one of the old and tangy teams. And he was saying, yeah, they got a guy who's a true sophomore.
That's right.
I said, did you just say true sophomore for a high school player? He was like, oh, yeah, sorry. Like, I get it. Like, that's how we operate right now. Yeah, he redshirted in his freshman year.
Right.
You know, he wasn't getting the playing time, so he's going to take that fifth year of high school. He's going to go with the Van Wilder deal.
That's so exciting, though. I mean, we've got a dedicated team now calling high school football games. I mean, Larry Wolf, who's got a bunch of experience in coaching around here, and our good clean boy Tyler Danberg, and then when Tyler travels with the Buckeyes, our guy Neil Sika will be filling in, and which is great, and my friend Cam, who's a part of our fans team,
be good.
is handling the stats.
If you haven't heard Tyler Danberg do this, I was looking at it the other day.
Yeah,
he has a pretty cool like resume website already.
Oh,
I guess sometimes you just keep that running because you throw clips up there. And he had a lot of like different clips up there, and his baseball is really good.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, his baseball is good. He was doing some games in Frisco.
That's where he came from.
Yeah.
Up here, like, and then he was doing other like odd jobs around the ballpark for the team. Like that's, I mean, because that's just how, you know, single A, double A baseball works.
There are clips of him calling the national championship game because he was still
because he was a student
with Ohio State Radio.
And how are you doing, little partner?
Fine.
Yeah.
And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
You know,
obviously, I'm not going to get you because we're about to listen to music.
You and Mike both tried to get me this week. Yeah. Nope.
Well, I wasn't going to get you there, Jen, because we just said we're listening to music right now. So that's the clip that we've known and loved ever since Chuck Norris passed away.
Yeah.
And we brought that back to life. The great Conan O'Brien bit, as you guys have heard. Maybe you're sick and tired of it by now.
Didn't he get Beamer?
No.
With it?
No, Mike got Beamer.
Mike got Beamer.
I did
Jen
not.
Was in
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did not get me, but he got Beamer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did not get Beamer yesterday. And I guess I did try a little bit to get you there, but that would have been pretty bad if I got you.
I figured we were going into music appreciation.
Yeah, that would have been pretty bad.
Yeah.
But so,
good job. A great effort.
I actually am in the dark on all these. Mike told me where he left them. And I've got him right here. He did a new batch of six wonderful new songs, all in different styles as we've done. Yeah, he's got six. Yep.
Overachiever.
Yeah. He's been doing five or six every single week.
Always five. But,
so,
okay, go for it.
We start out with a Biggie-inspired
version. I see what you did there.
You like this?
Mm-hmm. And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And this little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Damn. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Like that one?
It was okay.
Just okay for you?
Verdict?
Yeah, it was all right.
I'm more of a Tupac. I'm a West Coast over East Coast when it comes to
California love.
I love Tupac.
Yeah, I'm with that.
You know that one, Reimer?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so proud.
All right, there's the band. There's actually going to be a Dave Matthews Band 1.
I know.
And aside from Dave, another band that's always pretty much been in my top five various points throughout my life. Cake.
I love them too.
You take me for a big Cake fan. I love the horn section.
Yes.
They're just fun. Half their songs are about cars.
Have you ever seen
just
them
fun.
In concert?
I did. I saw them open for Weezer and I was there for Cake, not Weezer.
Wow.
Were you at that tour?
I was.
They toured.
I was.
I was in college that year. So 2000. five-ish, maybe?
Everything's a blur to me, but happy Weezer Day to those who celebrate, by the way.
Here is the happy Weezer Day.
There's another Weezer album out today. One of like 500, but I still love Weezer.
An album dropped today, huh?
Yes, it's the gold album.
New music or new music. Old stuff put together again? So. Okay, all right.
Let's listen to some Cake, because they haven't put out new music in a very long time.
Here you go.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adawa Yoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Walker!
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Walker!
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I see what it's doing.
I
see what it's doing. It's got like the slow down, the reluctantly crouched, like the talking, singing.
It was almost Reverend Horton Heaty, kind of, in a way. And I mean, the horn is, and kind
and
of
the chanting. Yeah. I forget the name of the one song now where they do like the chanting in between all the lyrics.
It's okay. Not my favorite, but I appreciate the effort that he put into it.
I was getting Pink Panther vibes, like Detective and Sleuth.
I kind of hear that too. Yeah.
Not bad.
I like that one. Not bad. It didn't blow me away.
No.
This one here, though, we've talked a lot about Frankie Valli's tired old bones. we're pretty sure he died 10 years ago, and they just propped him up. They put a rod behind him.
Well, his son supposedly
sings and dances out in Vegas still.
He was retired, right?
Oh, sure.
But then Frankie Valli earlier this week said, no, contrary to reports, I have not retired. So. He's still out there.
So a little Sherry. Like, let's hear the Frankie Valli edition.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. A Dawioli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Not bad.
I like that. I like that one. That one's pretty good. All right. We're going to have three more tunes that we're going to hear for Music Appreciation Friday for our Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs. Also, Jen, Evil Bald Colin, he told me that I have to break ties with one of my favorite stores.
Oh, no.
I know, right? That's coming up next. Jen Winters is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some slowdown due to an accident that's on northbound 71 on the south side after 270. And avoid westbound 670's off-ramp to southbound 71 that is closed due to some debris. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll visit with Joe Murray about the Evans Caddy Scholarship and head to St. Louis for the PGA Tour playoffs with First Call's Bob Herrick.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, we stay clear and dry overnight tonight across central Ohio. Low temps in the middle 60s on Saturday. Dry sunny in the morning. Then a 50% chance of rain. Couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. High temps at just about 80. On Sunday, a lot of sunshine. A dry day. Less humid and cooler in the middle 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack.
Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
No Common Man today. He was such a good, clean boy, though, and left us with some tunes from Music Appreciation Friday, some Walker Told Me I Have AIDS songs. So we will hear the last three versions of them coming up here in just a moment. Jen, Michigan Stadium,
yes.
The big house,
yes,
is going to display advertisements. Don't you hate it when people say advertisements?
Advertisements.
Jail for any of those folks that say advertisement over advertisement. It's probably 50 years, too.
Would you give it that long?
Yes. Oh, yes, I would.
Okay. So what if they're British, though, and that's just how they say it?
Do they say that in Great Britain?
It seems like a British thing. I mean, I've been there four times, but I've never really heard them
Michigan
say advertisements.
Michigan would display advertisements for the first time in 99 years.
I don't know.
So that's happening, though. They're going to have advertisements, sponsorships in the stadium. Ribbons, scoreboard, what have you, for the first time in 99 years. I read that, but
it seems
I don't understand when I'm seeing stories like this, because you're telling me like that the scoreboards have not had anything. I see there's sponsorships in high school football stadiums,
right.
And there have been for as long as I can remember. There must be some difference, some extra level to what we're talking about with these partnerships,
yeah,
and the money that's being made off of this. But I'm reading you what it's telling me straight from CBS News. So Michigan will display advertisements for Coca-Cola, Meijer,
Timmy,
and Google Gemini at the 99-year-old stadium for the first time. And that's where evil bald Colin came over to me and said, Tim, not going to be able to shop at the Meijer anymore, are you? I said, no, no, no. Meijer handles Midwestern things. They're for us. They're for Michigan. They're for Indiana. They're for Wisconsin. Maybe a little bit of Minnesota.
Sure.
It's not the biggest footprint.
Right.
But I respect them for that. Some good stores, some great stores, they don't have to go nationwide. They do what they do to a select little area, a select region. There might not be a store that I go to that I frequent more
than
the Meijer or the Meijers. And I love it. And I've said it before. If they want to pay me the right price, I might get myself a tattoo.
Oh my God.
I don't know where that tattoo is going to be. But how about that? How about that for a certain type of sponsorship value?
Yeah.
We're looking for more money in this NIL game, you know?
Of course.
Let's up the stakes a little bit. Let's be serious now. You want me on, I'll be right here for the rest of my life. How's that for a partnership? That's as ironclad as it gets. I'll ink it on my body. That's how much I believe in your brand and your product. I will say, like, those three names, that's pretty strong names. Like,
I
would do deals with those three names. You talk about stature, brand power. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And what is Ohio Stadium doing? Reimer, do you know, like, if we heard of anything new for the Buckeyes? Because it's been a few years. They've had the net deal with Safelite.
Yeah.
And so that was the field deal, too.
The field deal, the net deal. I think by what I can read, that was the first time that Ohio Stadium had done anything like that. And we have to be separating like little things that you see like on the scoreboard. I know like there's been fan logos up there before, too. So that must be under a different umbrella, or that's not the same thing as what we're talking about. Big money deals, money partnerships.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like new names or anything or partnerships other than like the Chase Bank on the jerseys.
We know about that. Yeah, we know about that.
I haven't seen anything else for the stadium, no.
You would think, I mean, this is all like copycat right now, and that's okay, because again, you are looking for revenue streams in this game that we're in right now. And that Chase Bank deal, what is that, 17 mil? Then Notre Dame came out and theirs was maybe reportedly worth like 19 or 20. I forget the
Meanwhile, the Big 12 company is getting 20 million for the entire conference from Monster.
But is that a jersey deal?
Yes. But it's jerseys across all sports.
Yes.
Not just football. It's every single sport.
Like logos on the field and on the courts.
Yeah.
And the court looks
and on their
awful.
Jerseys.
I believe jerseys.
Yeah.
So we're not sure about the jerseys.
It is every jersey.
It is. Every single jersey in the Big 12. I thought that was just like for the fields and for the courts and all that. Because then you would think that's the dumbest thing you could possibly imagine.
They're just getting raked over the coals. So they did that first. Monster University. Wasn't that a Pixar movie?
Yes, it was.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. Monster University.
I'm looking at a patch on a West Virginia football jersey that is very similar to what the basketball courts are going to have with the black is it layout like behind, and it's got the M, and then it's got the Big 12 logo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that because... You know, they did that. Didn't. They started with the
It's a great idea.
It's a monster.
It's a big patch, and it looks very unnecessary. It looks like a zit, honestly.
A zit?
A zit.
It does not belong.
Yeah, I mean, everyone else is then doing their own deals right after that.
More like a NASCAR uniform than anything else.
They're going to have to add to it. Because you're going to want to get more money, and you're going to have... You're obligated to have that. Then you're going to have a second one.
Yeah.
Then you're right. You are going to be looking... Louder.
Can already. I put the Big 12 in jail for the court design of it? Because that looks like a zit.
Not only that, but while you mention that, you've got to put them in jail for the last tournament court that they used. Yeah.
Oh,
a complete and total joke.
Like, I'm not surprised with the logo that they're putting on the Big 12 courts, like with the monster and the black layout behind it with the Big 12 logo, because, yeah, they did the glass court and they changed it mid-tournament.
It was terrible.
It's bad enough that they used a glass court that was supposed to be like the most modern, sophisticated court ever created. But newsflash, since you were playing on glass, wasn't necessarily the best surface for basketball. No. Even though they thought it was engineered that way to play like wood, but it didn't. And then what did they do? They took that one off and they put in the worst abomination of a court that they had sitting in the shed, that Magic Eye poster from 2 years ago. You can't even, your brain can't even see anything other than dizziness. When you're watching your tournament.
It was
tournament.
Like gray and white, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was so bad.
Yeah, it was like color chromatic. Like, yeah, it wasn't
was
even a real color.
It was like a Magic Eye.
That's what they put their championship event. They took the crap glass off and then put that back on.
Just do a normal hardwood.
Everybody, too. The NBA for the midseason tournament. Oh, bad surfaces have to be out. It has to be a normal color that we play that sport on. All right. Back to Music Appreciation Friday here. We heard the Biggie version. We heard the Cake version and the Frankie Valli version. We're going back to some old age rap. You said you were more of a what guy? Well,
yeah.
Here you go. Here's the Tupac version.
How you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adawiyoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
All right, got the female vocals there. Who would that be? Collabing with Tupac?
Well, back in the day, there was a Janet Jackson Tupac song. But other than that, I really don't think Tupac collaborated with another woman.
Oh, he had to have. He had to have. I can't think off the top of my head, but he did. So while you're thinking of that, we go on to some more old style rock. How about a Doors edition?
Oh,
let's check this out.
How you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now.
Adawiyoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me
now that one was a vibe. That one took me there. A little Jim Morrison action with the Doors. No good.
I am
no
not
bueno.
A fan of the Doors. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Spoken word over some.
It's not like
organ
so,
music.
It's not like quite like Bob Dylan level where he's going on and on for 36 hours about JFK.
Okay, that is a one off.
Reimer. You ever,
I enjoy Bob Dylan.
You ever drive JFK around Dallas?
No.
You sure about that?
Do you know what was going on
down
in the
there at Dealey Plaza?
I was aware.
While you're chipping
happened.
Around?
Mm-hmm. President Kennedy, why don't you sit up?
Well, quiet back there, aren't you, Mr. President?
Hey, Jackie, sit down. We're almost there, Jackie.
Enjoying Dallas, Mr. President?
Mr. President, is your seatbelt on? You're moving around a lot back there.
If you don't know that backstory, it's because when we had our crapping situation here at the office, we had the caper there. We were trying to determine the source of a bunch of actual human poop that was left around the office, and then we had to clean it up. We were able to determine that Reimer was still in the building after the poop was left there.
Yeah.
And he was chipping golf balls.
Playing golf right by the poop.
In the Reimer. Same cubicle where it had happened.
Reimer. And I couldn't smell it.
So we were wondering if he were the driver for JFK, would he have even realized?
It's so
because
funny.
His mind is just preoccupied on the road and, you know, trying to do what I'm doing.
I mean,
not noticing things around you.
I can definitely see that because I would be so locked in on making sure I got the President of the United States from point A to point B that I may have not heard
little
a gunshot.
That his head would be point C.
How can you even be saying that right now? You're actually let yourself off the hook. Saying, oh, stop it. No, I would have noticed it. Yeah, I can see I might not notice that because I'm driving the president.
I think I would hear a gunshot.
Last one, guys. Last one.
What, Jen?
Last song,
and it's probably going to be my favorite.
We're over.
It is the Dave Matthews Band
version. Should we
version.
Wait for 2 minutes?
I'm playing it right now. Just be quiet.
Fish isn't here. Klotz,
here we
go.
Go
to hell.
Partner, fine, and it's a little visitor now. A Dawayoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
I like that. That makes me happy. The timing was great.
The voice didn't
catch Dave too great, but
no.
You can't really do that. But
the instrumentation was good.
I can hear Leroy Moore on the saxophone and Carter Beauford with the drum beats,
yes,
and the guitar playing. That was good. A little baby. That did me right there. All right. I've got some really bad news for Cleveland Cavalier fans. That's in 2 minutes.
No.
Jen Winters is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute slowdown due to an accident blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side at 670. Expect it to move slow from North Broadway. And there's just a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man. Jen Winters, F-Bomb Jen, is hanging out with us here until 5 o'clock, and then at 5, Dom Tiberi.
Uncle Dommy's here.
Yeah, he'll be here for the whole 5 o'clock hour, so buckle up. Now, if you ever miss any part of the show, do not worry, because you can go and download the Common Man and Timmy podcast. Just search for it anywhere you get your audio. Click subscribe. And you will get that right to your device completely free of charge. You can listen anytime you want. And it's courtesy of our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. So there's been one guy over the last 10 years or so, whenever I'm like you know, talk, you have like things with certain friends or family members, like a certain athlete pops up in the news and you always just sort of like text or share like what's happening. Like the one guy, and there's no real reason for it. It wasn't until recently that he just sort of entered our lives here as Ohioans. Not even anywhere I've ever lived have I had like much of like a sports connection to this guy.
Yeah.
He's just a big time athlete and everybody knows him. He's a famous dude. He has a thick, luscious beard.
I mean, it's a pretty amazing beard.
The beard's kind of pissed me off through the years because I've wanted to see he's got discipline. And I wanted to see what James Harden looks like just once without the beard. Like, I don't know how far back you got to go. Like to when he was in sixth grade, maybe when he doesn't have the beard. All of Arizona State, James Harden, I believe, was bearded as well. Reimer, you should know the answer
to
that.
I just pulled up a picture.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
It's like, it's not as long as it is now.
But he was bearded.
It was just like on the along the cheeks and to the
but
chin.
But still not like finely
there's
shaped.
There's even one that's like, it's like hardly anything.
I got to see that.
I mean, I don't know how many of these are real that I'm looking at, but like, it's kind of creepy.
This is real great, right?
Yeah, this is definitely
great radio.
It's definitely not.
He kind of has
close to what he has now.
Does he not kind of have like a Michael Redd look when he was back, younger James Harden when the beard was a little more fine?
I can see
there's,
it.
There's some creepy AI photos where they remove his beard and it's kind of frightening. Very weird. I just want to know like what a massive change in the look would be like, but he doesn't do it. But anyway, this is more about like the basketball side of James Harden. And like this thing that me and my dad have always shared in the opinion of is that any team that James Harden is on will simply not win a championship.
100%
throw it out the window.
Yeah.
It just ain't going to happen.
But now,
so quit asking.
Now we get to have him for 3 more years.
And now 3 more years.
I don't like it.
Miss Jen Winters.
It could have been LeBron.
It could have been LeBron.
Thanks, Reimer.
Could have been LeBron.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, no
what do you say it could have been LeBron? LeBron was cheap. He's pennies.
It's like, what was it?
He's down to like $7 million over 2 years. Took like a $50 million pay cut to go to Philly and helicopter in.
Going the Kevin Durant way, but good for him.
He just doesn't believe in the Cavs roster then.
Yeah, because maybe he knew that James Harden was going to return.
James Harden's there. Yeah.
And he's just sort of like, he just sucks everything out of the equation. You know that you're going to get a certain level of defense from him, despite what coaches might say about him and his effort. I'm sorry, like you can say one thing, but then when push comes to shove, we get into certain games or certain periods of certain games, and that level of play just isn't on both ends of the court, and you're dealing with a liability on one side. And I just don't know if funneling $97 million over 3 years to that player is going to get it done. And you know we're getting into the point of his career too, where the offensive drive, I mean, you've already seen it a little bit. And so then more and more, the offensive game drop off is going to be there.
Oh yeah.
Which makes him even less of a guy.
Harden's already 36.
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm saying. He just takes you to 39.
He's not a young man.
What did he average like the last couple of years?
I think he was at 20 points a game last year.
This was a dude that at his peak was like a 33 a game guy.
Oh,
serious score.
With Houston, like there was like just disgusting conversations being had about like where he would rank of like greatest scorers of all time, of just being able to flat out score the basketball.
I feel that. I hear that.
And like
MVP in this league.
Yes, but like at his point in his career now with the Cavs, like you're not asking him to be that James Harden, especially when you have Donovan Mitchell. Like, be the James Harden that would get you the triple doubles with, like, show that you can be the playmaker and get you 10 assists a night or something like that.
And that's the thing that bums me out, is that Donovan Mitchell has been a team player, and he has been, I'm just so sad for him.
He's a loyal guy.
Because there's no reason for him to have been this loyal to Cleveland, and then this just continues to happen.
He could have gone to New York.
Exactly. And it makes me sad because I love him so much, and it's just a sad situation because there's no way they're going to win a title.
It's, you know, it's tough when like certain superstars make it into their twilight.
Yeah.
I think it's harder for them, you know, like then when you're, you're talking about...
Like Russell Westbrook.
Exactly. Yeah,
like Russell Westbrook. But Reimer, like, you know these types of guys. You can think about, like, the bench player, you mm-hmm. know, the sixth man type. Yeah. The guys that have always known what their role is to be yes. on a team. Those kind of guys, like, I can almost get behind more when they go into their mid to late 30s if they still are going to hang on a roster somewhere. And just be gritty, be
that was
tough,
like,
play defense,
that
do
was like
those
Sean
things.
Livingston and Andre Iguodala on those Warriors
yeah,
teams.
Yeah, Iggy is yes. a great, Iguodala is a great example.
Finals MVP, Iguodala.
PJ Tucker is another one of those yes. guys that I always pull out of my ass for like that kind of player.
That man.
He was never one of the best players on any team that he was on, but I can remember him back at Texas as a college player. Yep. He was just a dude, like built like a bowling ball. Want him on any team that you could conjure up.
And he's going to guard the other team's best player really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And
make life miserable.
He's not going to miss a shot from the corner.
James Harden, as he goes into his twilight, he's not going back to be one of those guys.
No.
He's done too much. He's made too much money. He's not going to be that guy for you. If anything, he'll just wind up being a headache.
He should channel 2012 James Harden when he was the sixth man for the Thunder.
Sixth man of the year. Sixth man of the year.
No,
I think
true,
he won that award,
he's
too.
He's not going to do
no,
that.
No, he's not. He's too big of an ego.
He's just going to sit back and let the Tesla drive is basically what he's going to do. Sucks.
Like Kyle Shanahan,
yeah.
let the Tesla drive. Yeah, it did a bang-up job, didn't it?
Really? Well, literally.
It did.
Speaking of players that like could be entering this time and maybe be like consistent bench guys, Klay Thompson just signed
with the
Heat.
I just saw that with the Heat.
Yeah. He's getting bought out by Dallas, and he's going to Miami with Giannis. He's not going to be a bench guy, but like because it's still Klay Thompson, but... He's definitely not the level he was before all of his injuries.
But if you think of like what a shooting specialist can be, a little bit different.
I mean, he can still defend.
Yeah, he can defend a little bit, always was, like one of those good on-ball defenders. Ray Allen, he was able to advance his game and be like the three-point specialist role player guy.
That was Ray Allen for
Miami. He wasn't a superstar.
Yeah.
Exactly who that was. And LeBron needed that guy to win
a championship.
Maybe Giannis
needs Klay.
We'll see. All right.
This is gross.
Jen? Sometimes there isn't always a next year.
Oh.
I'll tell you who's subscribing to this theory next. Jen Winters is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 5-minute holdup on westbound 270 from 161 to 71 on the north outer belt. And watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane, causing some delay on westbound 161 after New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
High school football on The Fan. Join Tyler Danberg and Coach Larry Wolf for the Capital Ford of Columbus High School Football Game of the Week.
This week, Olentangy Orange at Olentangy Berlin.
Live coverage starts Friday at 6:30. The Fan. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
It is Go to Jail Friday. Jen Winters is in for the Common Man here today. Common Man and Timmy is brought to you by our friends at Hinderer Motor Company. We thank them very much. So do you have anything for us, Jen? You guys can text the burner phone.
I have.
614-787-3093. Or shoot us an email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I've got that up right now.
I have my deep vein thrombosises.
Oh, wait a second.
Funny
wait
quip.
A second. Which, by the way...
Reimer,
by the way, that's been stuck in my head, and I almost wanted to test Spotify with that, too. That's been stuck in my head for the last day because Sarah comes home from work. She drives around all day. She's like, I heard two of the songs that make me as happy as I can get. One of them was, is it Mambo or Mambo?
Oh,
Mambo number
Mambo
five,
number
or,
five
is it Mambo or Mambo?
It's Mambo.
Burp, 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 burp. A little bit of Tina is what I sing. Yeah.
I'm shooting myself
And then it's Fireball.
Oh, see, wait.
I've heard the song. It's Pitbull.
Okay, there
Pitbull,
you go.
Pitbull, there you go.
But I could not think of what the song
Fireball.
Was called. Yeah. I was thinking tequila for some reason, but that's a different one.
See, I'd rather drink that one. Than
that's,
Fireball.
That's
a different
that's, one.
That's right. Yes, Sandlot. It's both good.
Shoot me in the head. Okay. Anyway, moving on. I contend Timmy be sentenced.
He contends.
Albeit petty, it rubs me the wrong way when he announces the number for the burner phone.
What?
787-3093. Nope. Say each digit. Happy weekend. Your guy, Matt.
You know what?
Did he give a sentence?
I guess that's for you guys to decide.
That's for us.
for saying 3093 instead of 3093.
Yes.
Do you get, I mean, everyone in the world does that when they're giving out their cell phone number, phone number, right? When you're doing the four digits at the end, you kind of go in the thousands.
Yeah. No.
I don't go the thousands. I think I do the two.
Yeah, break it up into two.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
That's because.
But I'll allow it. He's right. It is extremely petty. That's like Larry David levels of pettiness right there.
Have you ever had
a
customer service job on the phone?
I mean, I worked for the endowment when I was a student in college. Okay. So I was working the phones for that a lot.
When I worked at the White Octagon up at Polaris, it was all telephone mortgage dealing. And so I would give phone numbers out and they taught us not to do what you do, to do it separately and
they had
call
their
it
ways.
Zero.
They had their ways.
Yeah. So, and then anyway, moving on, there's this guy. He says, I'm sending myself to jail. My coworker's mother is named Anna Lee and he thought it was a sign of goodness, not a dirty joke. And I don't know what this means. I guess I should read it before I do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. And he sent a picture and I don't know. I'm sorry, sir. Whoever sent this over, could you explain your joke in this? Here, look.
What are you doing? Come on, Jen, did you even screen these before?
Well, you told me you needed some freaking stuff for go to jail and I was just reading it. So it just came over. I don't get it. Sorry.
I don't understand what I'm looking at either.
I don't know.
Is it some kind of dirty thing? Is it like a porn thing?
Maybe that's jail for us because...
She got a great ass!
Good Lord.
I don't know.
That was very loud.
I don't know. Here's one from Michael on the goodcleanboy@gmail.com account. My turd Ferguson's. Oh, hold on a second.
But shit.
My go to jail is Father Time for blowing Timmy's back out. He's a good clean boy and doesn't need his back blown out. Go to jail, Father Time.
Speaking of time.
Thank you, Michael.
I would like to put Time in jail as well. My little buddy Danny turns 15 today and I just remember
Danny boy.
Danny was like this tiny little kid.
Little Dan.
He's the cutest kid and I taught him to say some of his first phrases like
F and S and
no, like
C and
Pac-Man,
D and P.
Pac-Man makes it rain and fire fickle and go Steelers.
And it has to be Steelers.
Steelers. And he's 15 and he's in a band and his band is having his first show tomorrow night.
Oh, wow. Is he nervous? What does he play?
He plays bass.
Badass.
And he's really good at being an instrumentalist and doing stuff like that. And he plays soccer for the Central Crossing Comets, I believe is what they're called.
Wonderful. We got a young.
So happy birthday, Danny. I love you, kid.
Good job, Danny. A young Stefan Lassard there on the bass. All right, so I wanted to hit this. I wanted to hit a little Cincinnati Bengals for you.
Oh, times are tough down there.
Times are tough. I mean, times need to be better. I think there's a lot of optimism. And
yeah, but there's a lot of optimism every year.
Yeah, there is a lot of optimism every year, but everybody seems to be healthy, and they made a lot of moves on defense. The defense sucked.
Which they needed to.
And they didn't just stand pat. They went and got Dexter Lawrence. They brought in some other defensive linemen as well. They've patched some things up. You still wonder about how that offensive line is going to work and is it going to be enough protection for Joe Burrow? They said that Joe Burrow was in his first scuffle since college. Like, you're telling me that all the years he's been in the NFL and in training camps and joint practices, he's never been in any kind of scuffle? But that's what it said here, reading from the CBS report. about the thing that happened with the Bears. And then another thing apparently happened today.
Yes.
Where a scuffle broke out when Shamar Stewart got a little close to them. Guys are like going hard on their reps and then they maybe get pushed or they stumble and they get too close to the quarterback and coaches hate when that happens.
Right.
Defensive players feel like they got to play hard too. But I'm seeing clips from Hard Knocks with the Seahawks head coach. He's yelling at their big money linebacker, Derek Hall, I believe. Like, I don't care what you think or say. Last I looked, I'm running the practice. Don't get near Sam Darnold. You know, you roll into him, tears his ACL, it's all over. Like, you could say, oh, I was going hard, coach. Well, sorry, but now we lose. So you need to figure it out. But they're telling me Joe Burrow got into his first scuffle since college when this thing blew up in the joint practice against the Bears. The thing I like about Burrow is when he gets to the podium or, you know, press availability to chat about it, he never lets it boil over. It's always, it was what it was. If it happened on the field, even if somebody wronged me, it's all right. He just said, S happens. That's how practice goes sometimes. Fun to go at it a little bit.
S happens.
Like, that's the thoughts about it. And I liked these thoughts from Joe Burrow on another subject about next year. And there's always tomorrow and there's always next year. Joe Burrow, as he should be, is tired of that notion. And everyone that's a fan or involved with the Cincinnati Bengals should be right on board and tired of that notion as well. You need to make it be now. This was Joey B.
I'm trying to put it out into the world. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to show our guys the urgency that I have and that I want us to have as an organization to go and make it happen. You can keep pushing it down the road, or you can talk about it now and say this is the year. And you know, I'm tired of saying next year, next year, next year. This is it. Life is too short to keep pushing things down the road, and I'm trying to instill some urgency and some intensity in everybody to go and be great every day and try to go make it happen.
I'm glad to hear it like that. I'm still a pessimist, Jen, because again, like, so many things have to happen. He has to stay healthy.
Yeah.
A lot of times he can't control that. But it is what it is. And if something does happen to him, then the whole thing is shot.
Right. I mean, and I got...
And I love Joe Flacco.
I do,
but
too.
The whole thing's shot.
I got flack from people earlier this week when I said we're all just waiting for Joe Flacco to get hurt because it's a track record.
Joe Burrow. Yeah. And then Joe Flacco's there.
Sorry, I got all worked up about it because Dommy's staring at me from the hallway. No, but that's the thing. It's like, we have to wrap him in bubble wrap. I don't understand. I understand why he's out there practicing with the Bears, but at the same time, get his ass off that field. Like, there are other things he can do without being all up in the Bears stuff, right? I think so. Don't leave him out there because he's going to get hurt. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Well,
but I'm sorry for ruining this last segment, and I'm glad that Dommy's here to rectify my crappiness.
Jen, you...
I love you.
You didn't...
I hope you feel better.
You didn't tank the whole 2 hours.
Just the end. Which is good, because then it'll just make Dommy look like even bigger of a star than he already is.
You ever regret a decision before you even made it?
Yeah, reading that text message.
I'm trying to muster up the strength right now.
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
I don't have Tylenol. I do have ibuprofen, which I've already given you.
Dom Tiberi is about to do the whole 5 o'clock hour with me.
This is going to be awesome.
Jen Winters subs out. Thank you so much
for doing it. Thank you. Sorry, Columbus. I would be better next time.
The 10 TV legend, Dom Tiberi, coming up with us next. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 10-minute delay on eastbound 161 between Hamilton Road and Johnstown Road. And watch out for a crash causing some delay on northbound 71 after 270 on the south outer belt. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Root to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Root Pro partner at RootColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State basketball, announcing that 6'9" Lee Alia, a native of Argentina, will be added to the roster for the coming season. He's competed internationally at the club level for the last several years. The NCAA today granted a stay by a federal court reversing the previous ruling allowing athletes from the 2022 and 23 recruiting class to return for a fifth year. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians begin a series in Denver against the Colorado Rockies tonight. Cincinnati Reds are in Phoenix to face the Arizona Diamondbacks. Columbus Clippers continue their home series with St. Paul. Three NFL preseason games tonight. Jets at Pittsburgh, Carolina at Jacksonville, and Green Bay is at Denver. This update brought to you by Germain Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Germain Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road, or check them out online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Anything more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
It is a go-to-jail Friday, and Reimer, I think I'm gonna put myself in jail for what is about to happen for the last hour of the show. He is recently semi-retired. He seems like he's been around more now than when he was working on a daily basis, and he's still going to be keeping his feet wet with some Buckeye football coverage. You can't ever keep this man down or out all the way. He is the 10 TV sports legend, Dom Tiberi. And they told me, Dom, that when you did sort of semi-step away, that you'd be open to doing some radio shows.
Only if it's with you. Only if it's with you.
You wouldn't do it with the common man?
Well, I would.
But couple of Italians there together?
First of all, it's Italian. And by the way, I got to tell you, I got a man crush on you now. I've always enjoyed your hair, but I've noticed now you got this little white dippity-doo part. Where did that come from, and how did that happen? It is so cool. And you all can see it. Look at Reimer. He's over there going, man, I love Timmy's hair, but that little whiteness, where did that come from?
It's not dippity-doo. Dippity-doo is like a product.
What is the white?
Is it just gray? Yeah.
Just one spot?
I got like the Jay Leno thing beginning.
No, just one spot.
Hey, how you doing?
What? I've never noticed that before, and I'm sitting there looking at it. Yeah. And then I feel bad about your back. If you were my friend, which you are, I would work on you.
What do you mean you'd work on me?
I can crack your back. Come here.
No.
Lay on the ground and I'll walk on you.
I'm not getting into a four-point position and letting you mount me, okay?
Well, that's I said not going to happen. I'll walk on your back and I'll crack it.
I know.
Listen,
you just got mounted recently and you were yapping about that with Bishop and Friends on your Tuesdays with Tiberi Hip. I'm not going to let you do any of that with me.
That's when I broke my ribs. I told the boy to mount me and see if he could get some riding time on me. But I'm telling you.
Let the boy. Boy, watch.
My son. Anyways, he broke three of my ribs. But I'm not going to break your...
Huh? You can't be wrestling like that. You're 67 years old.
In your mind, I'm 67. I'm not. In my mind, I'm still 13.
Dom.
But I'm retired, kind of.
You got to be careful.
45 years I did this gig. And I bring you a bag of gifts. Look at this.
What do you got there?
Look, go ahead. Take it. It's all for
there?
You. See, unlike... You,
holy smokes,
unlike
Dom.
You guys of the Eastern Bloc soccer, Italian people bring gifts.
What are you talking about? I give more gifts than anybody around here.
I'm just saying,
if you're my friend, I give great gifts.
Look at that. I got you what?
He's got me a pack of dark chocolate Oreos. I've not had this flavor
have you had
yet.
Those rhymes? They're good.
I don't think I have, no.
Yeah.
How long have they been doing the Reese's collab? He's got me a Reese's Oreo as well. Yeah, I mean, there's no chance that that's going to be bad.
And they've been doing
I don't know if I've had this with
the Reese cups too. It's like it's a combo.
We talked about that. They did this with Coca Cola.
Yeah,
they did like an Oreo flavored Coke and then the Coke flavored Oreo. So they've got that with an Oreo flavored Reese's right now, where they infuse that into the peanut butter cups.
It's
that's very nice.
Yeah, that's for
two packs of Oreos. He's got. Do you know I love Swedish fish?
Yes, I knew that. I did some
Mike
research.
Mike hates these. He despises the fish.
I did a little reconnaissance and found out the things you and your family liked.
That's very nice. He's got me the A-Train Buckeyes.
Yes. Yes.
That's the brand that we like.
Yes, I know.
We like the Marshes as well, but those are great. He's got me peanut M&Ms.
I know where you live. I know everything about you now.
It's not my favorite M&M, Dom.
I know, but it's someone else's.
I like the peanut butter or the pretzel or the crisp.
But someone else in your house likes that.
I don't know what you're in. Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
See? Jack loves the Sour Patch Kids. He'll be getting home at like 11:30 tonight after the high school football game.
He's playing tonight. What position?
He's a freshman, so he's not going to play in the varsity game.
But what's he play?
He's an ex receiver and a strong safety. Yeah. So hopefully he gets some reps in the freshman game tomorrow.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because his dad's a great athlete. You know,
That's right, Dom. Just a finely tuned machine.
You and I have so much in common. We are like brothers from different mothers.
We are?
Yes, because we're so much alike. I mean, really, we like the same kind of films. We like the same kind of everything, you and I. We agree on food, on everything. We both like
a good gladiator movie.
Yes, we do. We enjoy a good gladiator film.
Robert, you like movies with gladiators?
I can't say that I've watched one.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Reimer, you ever been in a red Chinese prison?
You ever been to a Turkish prison?
No, I have not.
How about a Turkish bathhouse?
Nope.
You ever hang around the gymnasium?
Sometimes.
You do.
Did you ever see a movie Airplane?
I have not, no.
Yeah, well.
Can you believe this guy?
Where are these kids?
Where do they come from?
We're Renaissance men, you know?
How much you think he would like, and I know people hate when you say that, like, oh, I bet you'd like this, I bet you'd like that. How could he not like Airplane? I've shown Jack Airplane. And he loves it.
What's your five best comedies? Airplane's one of them.
You know one that I have not watched in a long time, but it's from that same kind of vein, the type of humor, is Caddyshack for golf fans.
Absolutely. Bill Murray
You've
was
seen
amazing.
Caddyshack, right, Reimer?
I have not.
Jesus! You're a golf guy! Have you seen Tin Cup?
I have seen Tin Cup.
All right, you gotta see Caddyshack.
Okay. But Bill Murray and Caddyshack, Rodney Dangerfield, is there anything better? Last time I saw, this meat still got marks where the jockey was hitting it. Last time I saw a face like that, it had a hook in it.
I bet you get a free bowl of soup with that. All right, Let's not do the whole movie, okay? But I might go with those two. Throw a
Blues Brothers for me.
You big Blues Brothers guy?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Not in my top five. It's good. One that might surprise you. Do you like any of the early Tom Hanks comedy flicks, like the 1980s Tom Hanks?
No. He's okay.
Nothing on the Money Pit?
He was okay
pit?
In Forrest Gump.
I'm not talking about Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
You don't like the Money Pit?
No, I didn't like
Hilarious.
It.
Hilarious.
It does. It doesn't even
House falling apart.
Animal
cackling.
House?
Animal House is legendary.
That's a great one.
Anything modern up there for you? Like a Wedding Crashers?
I might have to
keep a spot for Wedding Crashers.
I did enjoy Wedding Crashers.
I can still...
I've seen that.
Mom, the meatloaf!
You seen it?
I love Wedding Crashers.
Meatloaf, Mom! Will Ferrell had the smallest role in that. He's just yelling at his mom about meatloaf.
What an idiot. What a loser. Still to this day... The scene at the dinner table in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been in a theater that was laughing hysterically like that.
My favorite scene in the whole movie, if you'll remember, is when the mom brought what's-her-name into the bedroom and called me Kitty Cat.
They weren't in the bedroom. They just met on the stairwell, I think.
No. She came in and showed him. And said, call me Kitty Cat.
Yeah. And then Vince Vaughn.
What was her name? That was the woman that was a doctor out in the West at one time. What was that name?
I don't remember.
Why are you asking him?
Yeah. Medicine woman, whatever.
You don't ask. You don't ask Reimer.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. So we're just getting started. What a shocker. That whole first segment was just nothing but complete and utter nonsense.
I'm sorry.
I do want
you want me to leave?
I do want to talk some football with you.
Yes.
High school football is starting up tonight.
Yes, it is.
A lot of your career has been centered about that. It's very important stuff. It's a good sense of community. I'm excited for it. I have a son involved with it. I'm really happy about it. And we got another Buckeye football season that is right around the bend. We're going to talk about what you're going to be doing for all that. That's coming up. Dom Tiberi hanging out with us here for the 5 o'clock hour. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on northbound 270 from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161 on the west outer belt, and expect some holdup due to a crash on eastbound 70 on the east side. Before US 33, things are a little slow from the 71 east split. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
Might be getting sold. That's hey. The go play. He'll join, if he goes to Middlesbrough, he'll be joining Aiden Morris, who used to play for the club.
What is this, slavery?
Mornings on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now our next chance of rain comes in on Saturday afternoon, but before that happens overnight tonight, mainly clear skies across central Ohio, low temps in the middle 60s, dry sunny early on Saturday, then a 50% chance of rain, couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs at about 80 on Sunday, dry, sunny, less humid, and cooler in the middle 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
No Common Man. Dom Tiberi, the 10 TV legend, is here. I want to get into some football things with him in a minute. But first, Dom, you ever have that thing happen to you when it's you and Mrs. Tiberi and
the hell are you asking?
You're in the throes of passion, clothes are just flying off, and then you get to that spot and you're like, oh man, I can't perform the way that I used to. That's rough, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's terrible. Sucks. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
When ED pops up and bites you, ha!
ED.
Ed is a bad man. When he's in that room of the house.
I know, Ed.
Erectile dysfunction is not good.
Yes.
But the good thing is our friends at Tri-State Men's Health, they specialize in helping men overcome their sexual health concerns.
Hallelujah.
With personalized treatment plans that are targeted for each and every individual's needs. Dom, did you know that? Scientific.
I am learning a lot right now.
They've got treatments that have success rates well over 90%. And some can even have you last an hour or more.
Wow.
Dear God. So what you do is you go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com, take a look around. You'll see about that first $99 visit. You can go to two lovely locations right here in central Ohio. The one in Hilliard, not far from me, where I've gone for the low testosterone treatments. That revs you up. You get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, you get the dose. If that doesn't work in the office, so if you're not like, you know, yoing, like right there in the office and know
you're,
that it's
you're
there,
like what?
You get it completely free. Yoing! Just like that. Mm-hmm. It's completely free if it doesn't work.
Mom, where's the meatloaf?
They got an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of dudes, you could be having sex the day after your appointment. TriStateMensHealth.com. All right.
Okay.
There football time.
Yeah, it is.
Dom, we got another season coming up.
Yes, we do.
First, before we talk Buckeyes, you excited to get out in the town and watch some high school football games now that you are not covering it on
right.
TV? You've done this for four decades.
You know, yes and no. You know, I worked in a bakery once. Let me liken it to you this way. I worked in a bakery and everyone goes, gosh, you got the greatest gig in the world. You can eat fresh donuts. Well, after a few months, I didn't even want to look at a donut.
People say that about working in a bakery? That it's like the best job ever?
Well, because, you, like get back-breaking because you get all the donuts and whatever.
Well, I understand.
And in the beginning, it was nice. But yeah. Then after a while, it's like, I don't want to even see a donut. I love high school football.
Oh,
I love
no.
sports. But I'm just right now, you know what I'm enjoying? Doing not much of anything but golfing, hanging out with the babies, talking to Mrs. T. You know, doing all that.
Man, I ask you about high school football and you just disappoint millions around town?
No, I love high school football.
Now it's out that Dom Tiberi hates the high school football players?
I didn't say I hated it. I just enjoy a donut now once in a while, and I'm going to enjoy high school football now and then.
Well, but you get to see it from another angle.
Yes, I get to go
sit in the
stands.
That, I think, would be the exciting part.
But that's the weird part. I can't remember the last time I sat in the stands.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember the last time I sat in the stands in Ohio Stadium.
I'm with you on that, too.
I don't know. It'll be weird.
I didn't go to a Buckeye football game last year as a fan because that was the when I switched on to do this show
right.
with the Common Man, I had all these other responsibilities with OSU athletics throughout my entire run here.
Yeah.
And I felt the same thing, especially with Buckeye basketball, where I was on their coverage for a decade plus. And last year was the first time I got to feel what that was like to just go as a fan.
Right.
Take some tickets if I were able to get some here and there and go and just enjoy, go with my son and watch from a different angle, knowing that I didn't have to rush back to get ready. I would usually go with my press pass, watch the first half there, come back at halftime. So I'm here with my butt in the seat, ready for post game. I got to enjoy it and appreciate it in a different way. It was fun.
Let me say this about high school football, though, and I'm excited from this standpoint. I even told Coach Day this from a recruiting standpoint. You're going to be building a fence around 270, around Central Ohio, because we are a boom town. And when, you know, Cleveland was in its heyday, and when Cincinnati was in its heyday, and Maslin, I think those days are gone. And I think Columbus is a boom town, as Angela Ann will tell you. We're growing like crazy. And you are now seeing, and to me, there's not much difference between D1 and D2 right now as far as the talent and these. I think they could go toe-to-toe. But we have incredible talent here in Central Ohio. And the best days are coming. You know, I remember when Upper Arlington won the state championship in high school football. That was a big deal.
Right. What were divisions like back then? I'm sure they've changed a ton.
And now, you see what's going on. Central Ohio is dominating, winning Division One. You look at what Watterson is doing. I mean,
they're
crazy.
Fantastic. I mean, yeah, and some of the Catholic schools around town.
And
really
guess
good.
What? They got all those Buckeyes over there. And, of course, I went to DeSales, and there's a guy named R.J. Day.
Yep.
Making his debut. He's going to. But, you know, I think we are experiencing the best days of high school football here in Central Ohio. And I think it's going to translate to basketball, too. I think that is going to be a changing of the guard, too. I think we're going to see high school elevate across the board in Central Ohio.
All right. Dom Tiberi hanging out with us here in for the Common Man for the whole 5 o'clock hour. And we got a Buckeye football season. Mm-hmm. We're staring right at it here. It's so close.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. And it's going to be, I think, quite a wild ride because of the schedule. Is a dominant schedule, a tough schedule. I don't think it matters about going 12-0 in the regular season with a schedule like this. You'd love to make sure, you'd love to qualify for the Big Ten championship. And, you know, I don't think you have to be undefeated to get that done.
I got mixes on that. You know, you and I have debated. I'm not a big, and my gut is this might be the last year for the Big Ten title game. I got a feeling.
Well, one of them. Yeah. It's one of them.
I think it'll probably go away after this year. I think they want to get to that 24, 25 team playoff. What is it? 24.
I care this year about winning at least 10 games in the regular season and beating Michigan.
Right.
And so if you win at least 10 games, you will have, because I see six awesome looking games on the schedule, that means you will have won at least four of them. And hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully they go 11-1 or 12-0. But again, I don't want to make that call now because I think this is real life and there's going to be some tough moments and some trying moments for the Buckeyes in week two, especially when they have to go on the road and face a very good team.
They got a huge target always because they're Ohio State. But this year, they start the year as the number one ranked team in the country. Everyone's talking about them.
In both polls, too. Yes. Not just the coaches give it to someone and fill it out. In the AP poll, too.
Well, I give Ohio State, Ryan Day, Mark Pantone, all the coaches, Patricia, all those guys, and doing such a great job of reloading. Think about this. They lost seven guys to the NFL from the defense, and yet they've reloaded, and everybody thinks that this defense can be not miss a beat. And, you know, the old saying is you don't rebuild, you reload here. Ryan Day has, you know, embraced that. Matt Patricia has embraced that. I'm excited. Here's the things I'm most excited about. And when I go over to practice, I watch Julian saying there's a new air about him.
Everybody's talking about that. He's thicker, too. He's got a little bulkier. You maybe don't notice a ton, but it's there.
He was banged up. And, you know, should he have maybe run a little bit at the end of last year and whatever? Yeah, I think, you know, there were opportunities.
Yeah.
But he was banged up. You know, he had a bad ankle and he was not whatever. and I'm not making excuses. That's a fact. But here's what we've got. He put on over 10 pounds. He's muscular, and he's got this air about him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about a Heisman finalist. I expect huge things from this guy, and one of them is going to be when the opportunity makes itself available, when he has to escape, he's going to use his feet, and that is going to, with the weapons he's got around him, that is going to be a nightmare for defenses. The other thing that's going to happen this year, mark my words, the competition amongst the running backs, and they got four guys.
In the top two right now. I mean, they've kind of been pushing Bo Jackson a little bit in camp here and Isaiah testing him. West, and Isaiah West looks really good.
And a legend, these guys, and here's the thing that was missing last year. We didn't have the home run hitter in the running back position. I mean, they were close, but they weren't the home run. They weren't like what Zeke did. They weren't like what Trey could do. They weren't
J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, and all those guys. That is an emphasis this year. They want the running game to be a home run. That is going to fire your offensive lineup. And I mean, all that. When you can hit a home run running the football,
oh yeah,
look out.
Show us that Travion Henderson stuff that they had on that national championship team.
Yeah.
When he makes that play against Texas in the playoff and takes a screen pass it's got no business getting more than 10 or 15 yards, and you wind up changing the complexion of the game
Zeke,
in the season.
What Zeke did to Alabama in that game.
Of course, 85 yards through the heart of the South.
I watched that, and I get goosebumps thinking about that. That is what they're hopefully going to deliver this year. That's what the emphasis on, getting the home run in the running game again.
Dom, how often have you listened to us on Fridays to know about the jailbirds?
I've heard about that
throwing
stuff.
People in jail all day. People that have wronged us, people at home, at the office, out in the world.
Yes.
It just happens to me every day. Like there's someone, I see someone, hey, it's jail for you. Yeah. 10 years, 50 years, death sentence, that kind of stuff. We'll have some more jailbirds coming up here.
Can I give you some too?
Absolutely. I'm dying to hear some. You can throw Reimer in jail for something in particular.
Reimer's a nice kid. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. We're trying to get him more seasoned, getting him watching and listening to more things so we can be a more rounded kind of guy.
I think you and I should mentor him one night. Just take him and mentor him.
I'm trying. I have to be very selective with who can be a pupil.
We'll take him to some kind of places you and I like to go, like we've visited in the past.
Yeah.
You know.
Upstanding places.
Yes.
Right?
Just
only the nicest.
Three nice guys.
Three dudes just hanging out, going to the bathhouse together.
The Three Musketeers.
Three best friends anybody could have. All right, that's coming up in 2 minutes. Dom Tiberi is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident blocking the left lane, causing a 15-minute delay on eastbound 161 after New Albany Road. It's going to be stop and go from Hamilton. And there's a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 from Lane Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. One moment you're driving home. The next, a truck accident turns everything upside down. As your hometown law firm, Cooper Elliott will stand up to the big trucking companies and insurance carriers on your behalf. Get the experienced representation you need. Visit CooperElliott.com today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
No Common Man. Dom Tiberi, the 10 TV sports legend. Tell him we're going to do some go-to-jails here. You're still part of our Ohio State football coverage team. You're going to do the coach's show.
Yeah, we're going to.
Are you going to travel as well? Like, tell us everything you're going to do.
I don't know that I'm going to travel. I mean, I'll do whatever they ask.
Okay, all right.
But
I want you to travel. So there. So go.
I haven't traveled in a while. I mean, I used
to. I want you to. You're going to do it.
Oh, great. You and I drive in a car with Adam King.
You know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
We get the private jet back again?
Yeah, if we get that back.
With no Adam.
Let me get in a car with Adam Kang and drive across the country. He's
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. You say no more.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm going to keep doing Coach Day's show, and I'm going to do Deeb's show in basketball season.
Nice.
We're going to continue doing Maria's message. As a matter of fact, our final driving event is tomorrow up at Safe Light. We'll put hopefully 100 kids through that tomorrow, free defensive driving.
Like simulator
class.
Stuff?
No, they actually drive with a coach
actually
in the
driving.
Car.
Okay. Yeah.
Up at Safe Light headquarters. And thank you to Safe Flight for being the sponsor of that. And we'll put hopefully 100 kids through it tomorrow. Hopefully the weather. My goodness, I came back from Hilton Head and it was like I needed an ark. What is going on with all the rain?
It's not good, man.
I mean, I see
it's not
trees.
Good. It sucks.
I drove through Arlington today on the way to
Ohio State.
The
interstate shut down east of town. I don't know if it opened back up. Well, they were saying maybe by tonight.
Buckeye. I mean, and that, now they're saying we might get more rain.
I'm
what
done with it.
What is going on?
Golf courses are completely submerged.
And it's cart path only if you get on.
Cart path only? You can barely play.
Let me
forget
ask you
about
a question.
The cart path.
We're in the middle of August. Have you ever had your grass this green?
That's the one. That's the one nice thing about it. But it's so wet, you can't even cut it.
I don't want to hear another thing about the drought.
You know what? You know what? Jail for nature.
Yes.
I'm done with it.
Yes.
It can go to hell. Mother Nature is a bitch.
She can
get out of here.
I've never liked her. Never.
All right. You want some jailbirds here, Dom?
Yeah, give me some of you. And let me help you see if I agree.
All right, let's see. My good, clean judges.
Get out of here. I'm not going to show you my gun.
I've had my go-to-jail for the entire week. I worked outside during a concert at the bar on Sunday. Oh. And at some point, a mosquito flew up my shorts and bit my V. Go-to-jail, death sentence to that perverted mosquito.
Who's this from?
So, a listener. We have a burner phone, and people can just chime in and send us messages.
I don't understand. Really?
Hey, you know what? Not far off from what I just experienced, right?
Yeah, you did.
I had the red mark, the soreness. I was worried that I somehow, you know, contracted genital herpes. But then, you know, I thought to myself,
"What the heck are you talking
about? I don't have sex with anybody."
Good
Not
Lord.
Even my wife, so like it can't be that. I'm basically celibate.
Well, 2 minutes ago, you're asking me about me and the wife, what we're doing.
Well, I gotta say something, Dom. The read doesn't read itself.
Gee, man.
I need a story or some content. But no, that happened to me where something flew up my shorts. I wear baggy boxer shorts most of the time. I'm out there on the putting green at
so
night.
So a mosquito attacked this poor guy and attacked his...
No, this would be a woman, Dom. Her V bit her in the V. You know what that stands for? That sucks. I got
vague.
I got bit
stands
in
for
the,
vague.
In the P.
She got stung in the vague. We're vague. What are we talking about?
So what's the sentence for that mosquito?
Well,
sentence
death penalty.
Yeah, death penalty.
You can't be doing that.
Hopefully you killed the mosquito, but probably not, because you don't realize those things are happening until it's over and done
with.
Let
me tell you what, in South Carolina, have you ever been down there, Timmy?
Have I been to South Carolina?
Hilton Head.
Not recently.
They have bugs down there.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes. I'm going, what is this? I got the first day down there, I was hanging around the beach and whatever. And I remember some guys that were in the Marine Corps at Parris Island, and they would talk about the sand flies or whatever they were.
Mess you up.
And I didn't know, and something kept biting me. My legs, here, look at this. You can still see all the marks?
All right, so most people can't see. So he's bitten up pretty good. Yeah, his lower right calf, he's got a lot of red marks on it. I've been out in the yard, too, trying to keep up with, you know, cutting the grass and all that. We've had to, like, mulch a little bit because we're behind on that. And I've been bitten pretty good the last couple of days, too.
If it's a mosquito, a sand fly, a tick, they can all go to jail.
Yeah.
I'm done with all those animals. What do they serve? What purpose do they serve other than...
To piss us off.
What is a tick good for?
To bite us and give us Lyme disease.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
really. What,
to kill us.
What is it? I mean, at least chickens are food.
I don't know what a tick... I don't know what purpose
what
a tick
the purpose?
Serves.
If someone out there...
Maybe other insects
driving around,
need the ticks.
What is
other
it,
insects,
what is,
probably.
What are, well, they're ticks. They get in... I mean, it's terrible what they do. They're awful.
All right, while you're still worried about the insects, let me read another one from Corey here. Says, my guys.
That book you're waving about is hardly smart.
Last night, my girlfriend and I went to Mickey D's for dinner. Mm. We sat inside, and we were the only people eating besides a family of four. They had two kids who were both probably under five. These two kids were literally running around the inside of the restaurant, screaming at the top of their lungs. It was so loud, my gal and I couldn't even carry on a conversation at our table. Life in prison for you worthless parents who can't manage your children. Okay.
All right. All right.
That might be, if it was an empty restaurant besides you, that might be a little bit harsh. I'm with you, though. Even if there's one other group of people in the restaurant, we can't let our kids just run amok around a place. I don't know about death sentence. Well, he didn't say death. He said life in prison. But we can maybe have a talking to, and then if it still continues, then we maybe start with a 10-year sentence.
Let me tell you something. And I don't know who this man is, but the kids are acquitted. They're kids. They're what? Under five?
No, he said parents. He said he's throwing the parents still, in prison, not the kids.
You can't. Have you ever tried to? Look, I have grandsons. I have Giovanni, Luciano, Noah, and now baby Mia. But let me tell you, Lucci Eyeballs.
Some good names.
Lucci, Lucci Eyeballs. He's 3 years old. I'll show you a picture of him when he's angry. You don't mess with him. You try, but you can't. He's three. You know, they talk
about. Kids are tough to deal with, I know.
They talk about the terrible twos. Terrible twos are great. It's the treacherous threes, Timmy. How were your kids when they were three?
Jack was actually a pretty good angel.
Well, you probably kept a thumb on him.
He's gotten worse with age.
He's been more
of a pain in the ass as he's gotten older.
I got news for you.
But like the 3, 4, 5, he was such a cute little kid.
I got news for you. It never gets better.
Yeah, I know. I'm living that.
It's like marriage.
We love him anyway.
It's like marriage.
Yeah, I know.
My dad says everyone should be married. No one should be happy.
Oh, how right was your dad? All right, here's one. My poisonous snossages.
These are load-bearing walls. They're not going to come down.
I had a really awkward one during a dog walk recently, and I swear to Walker Texas Ranger, that's good. I'm batting 1,000 when it comes to picking up after my dog. That's good. And I always keep it on the curbside when they're walking by yards and such, which is a nice thing to do. So as I'm walking in front of this one house where I know the owner is a little bit anal, that's a good one since we're talking about dogs going, I try to move my dog right on through, but she started to go into the crap stance. I had bags, so we're good either way. I guess she couldn't hold it, but like this dum-dum does all the time, she'll squat and shuffle around and look like she's about to go, but she does nothing. But here's the weird part. The old man's daughter or someone must have been in their front window watching me, and she burst out of the front door and ran into the front yard towards me, which was scary, and she was screaming, "Hey, whoa, 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 are you going to pick up after your dog?" To which I politely said, "Yes, I always pick up, and don't worry, she didn't even go." She looked at the grass and said, oh, I'm sorry, haha. I just scurried off and got out of there. Way to be awkward. Go to jail. That is awkward.
Well, let me tell you what.
It's never a fun thing to be walking the dog and you're stuck and then you're like in front of someone's yard and then they might be out doing yard work and they get caught looking at you. There's that awkward stare. I do the same thing. People have dogs, you know, and we live in neighborhoods. I keep them on that curbside as well, and I always have a bag I pick up. I'm sorry.
What else
do you want me to do?
In your neighborhood, in some neighborhoods I've seen, where people put signs up now.
That say, curb your dog?
No, it says, please do not allow your dog to poop in our yard. And it's pooping and all that.
I'm not going to let it.
The dog can't read.
You're supposed to just yank them on the leash.
Whatever. But when Lassie's got to go, what do you do?
Just as long as you try to keep them on that left side.
Yeah.
Make sure you pick up. If you don't pick up, then we have a problem. Then you go to jail, and you go to jail for a long, long time that's unacceptable.
But they're dogs.
I'm with you.
Do you have a dog?
I think that's a weird move to burst out of your house.
Do you have a dog?
And then it's like the thing with Costanza. It's like, hey, is this your car? Back off, pal. It's not my car.
They got to watch out.
I didn't do anything.
Rothman will come and arrest you. If you're mean to dogs, Rothman is a dog policeman.
All right, back page coming up. Dom Tiberi is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup due to a crash blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side at 670. And there's a slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Easton Way to 670. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Resident gambling degenerates Steve Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
The Buckeye Show is coming up here at 6 o'clock. Oh, baby, we got one of those hyper editions as we're getting ready for some high school football coverage tonight. We're excited about it. 6:30 coverage with Skip Mossick and tonight in Ohio high school football. And then coverage of the game, the Battle of the Olentangies at 7 o'clock tonight. Tyler Danberg will have our play-by-play call.
Wow.
The good, clean boy. Beamer is here, though. Beamer, how we doing, buddy?
Timmy Dom, happy Friday to you.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? How's retirement treating you?
It's been really good. And, you know, Timmy and I have been hanging out a lot more, been going to our places, and it's been fun.
Where are you going?
Well, you know, the places.
It's a lie.
No, we go to a lot of places. We have so much in common.
I know you do.
We believe in everything. And, you know, it's like... We went on a Sasquatch hunt the other night.
Who doesn't like a Squatch hunt?
Yeah, and look at Tim. Look at him. You know you enjoyed that. Just two men out in the woods.
Did you guys bring flashlights or not?
Oh, I mean, how are you going to...
Or did you raw dog the
Squatch? Get
should
one?
Have heard Tim when he would do the Bigfoot call. Do that for me one
more
time.
Let's hear it, Tim. That's a chewy call. That's not very good.
Well, I mean, isn't that the sound that he makes?
Chewbacca?
No, I've never seen that. What does the Sam Squanch make? What's he say?
All I know is there's been a lot of sightings up there near Youngstown.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, you've seen that.
I have.
And I'm a man. Tim and I are men of science. We follow the science.
Mm-hmm.
If you mention that Walker Texas Ranch ever again, or that Skywalker Ranch,
Skinwalker Ranch,
Skinwalker, no,
it's
that and Ancient Aliens. Once you turn 60, that's all you can watch, huh?
It's fantastic. It's scientific.
I think the next episode they're going to catch him.
Yes, they're all. The Skinwalker can turn into all kinds of things, and you know, Tim, come on.
I think Tim is a skinwalker, Tom.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing, that little dippity-doo hair, I've seen it in a different light, and he is one sexy-looking man.
I agree.
Man, Mrs.
What
Tim.
What do they do with
Mrs.
the real Tim all?
Mrs. Tim.
He's gone.
Wow, loves you, doesn't she? She goes, come over here, pretty boy.
She's got it made. God, Dom, you're on. When Dom Tiberi is in for this 5 o'clock hour, he brought a lot of goodies, Bean. Nice.
Why don't you share with him?
Give him a little... I want you to have a cookie. I had a cookie.
Is that going to turn me into a skinwalker as well?
It will. It's going to make me. It's going to make me happy
anecdote?
If you eat a cookie.
Well, to keep mosquitoes.
We got
from
the Oreo Reese's
version.
Dom, you want another jailbird?
Yes. Go ahead.
Did you want to put anybody in jail?
Yes. I told you all insects.
Is that that's
every,
it?
Every insect all needs right. to go to jail, especially the one that stung the vag.
It's the vag, Dom. Not the
I had no idea what it was. I thought you were being vague.
Let's see. My Road Warriors.
You're interrupting the game, Mark.
Wifey had one from the mean streets, and it got me thinking a number of different things about the jailbirds. First thing is when she started the story, and I could tell it was a story about how extremely pissed off she got out there, she says, I pulled a U out there. And I said, really? Honey, I think this is just who you are.
E-W-E, you?
Almost every day you tell me about how you wanted someone dead. So that was a stray. Then to the actual infraction. A completely clueless driver almost wrecked her on a two-way stop. She didn't have a stop sign on the through road. She was defensive and could tell this oldie was just going to turn right out in front of her on a state road way out there when she's doing 60 and a 55. So he goes, she slams on the brakes, terrible. Then came the honk, though. And just out of curiosity, I wanted to know how much honking she did. 2 seconds? 4 seconds? She told me she honked for at least 10 seconds.
That's
like a true psychopath.
At who? Go to jail. What is an oldie?
You.
Yeah.
I think it was
he's not wrong.
Country road, take me home.
I still love the story about how Common Man was stuck behind this annoying white SUV driving in the left lane of the interstate that wasn't maintaining their speed. You know, he gets out there and he's like, oh, this is fun. I'll get in the left lane. This guy's going a nice like 80 on the interstate. But then he's going 75. Then he's going 70. Then he's barely going the speed limit.
Because he was
then he goes,
distracted.
Then he moves into the center lane to pass. Then the guy starts speeding up again. He looks to his left. Who does he see? It's Dom Tabari in his white Honda Pilot.
Yeah. No, it was not me. It was not me. They were distracted.
Hey, Dom, plead the fifth. It was your skinwalker.
Who's my skinwalker?
It was you. That was who was driving. It wasn't you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was just
also go to jail, everybody who's driving today around 4 to 4:30.
Just too much.
It's just everyone,
Friday afternoon traffic.
Everyone lost the plot. There were no rules. I saw multiple red lights ran, illegal turns.
Is there any section of road in this town that's not being worked on?
No, none.
I mean, have you seen as many Orange Barrel? I mean, everywhere you go, I had to run down to Grove City today. Holy smokes.
It's just we take like doing like an overpass takes us 6 years in this city.
Six? You got to do it buddy, right. They started it 10 years ago. And it's not going to be done for another 20.
I'm not talking about down there.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about like a basic bridge overpass. It should like a big city. You'd think it would take like a month for them to like whip up some concrete.
Right, Tim, I don't know. I want to build a bridge in a month. I mean,
the bridge is already there, Dom. You're not building a brand new one. You just resurface it. We're out for 3 years. We're putting cones up, and 670 is done.
China builds them in 2 weeks.
Right? Mm-hmm. Give me the robots that can build that stuff.
That stuff. They need to go to jail. Those guys scare me.
All right, back page.
Backpage.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Hold on, Dom.
It is.
What did you say? What are you just yapping about anything you see now? You've taken your headphones off. You are really done.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. It's the last segment of the show.
I thought there was a commercial. I'm an oldie. He's got an Owala.
Is that an Owala?
Dom,
yeah, it is.
Thought we went to break.
Beam's got a nice water cup, and it caught Dom's eye.
It's an Owala. Do you even know what one is?
I don't know what those are, but it looks
tonight.
Very nice.
Yeah,
you're not taking me out tonight. I need to rest my back.
Special edition.
Oh, behave.
Jesus Christ.
What the heck? You can't do that.
You can't say that.
I said.
You got to go to at least 3 Catholic festivals.
I got to go to confession after this show. Father, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was coming on with some heathen. Asking me about me and my wife's relations
all right,
and all this.
All right. I'll say the rosary. I'll use the rosary. I've got Our Fathers and Hail Marys coming up.
You better hope.
It's fine.
Don Vito, otherwise known as Uncle Tony, is not outside waiting on you.
Don Vito from Viva La Bam?
Well, he's a modern day Don Vito.
How'd that child care work out for you today?
Absolute disaster. I'm in shambles. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
And look what we had to do.
How old is the baby now?
You couldn't do it.
Almost 5 months.
5 months. I got a 3-month-old little baby girl.
How's she doing?
She's great. Smiling all the time.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's the best.
I love it.
And then her brother, Lucci Eyeballs. He don't put up with nothing.
What's her name?
Mia Marie. How about this? She was born on Maria's birthday.
Wow, really?
How about that?
That's amazing.
Dom.
Yeah, Tim.
Show's over.
Oh, can I take my headphones off now and get yelled at?
It's done. Beamer, it's you. Who's with you tonight?
Pat Murphy, 30 minutes.
You and Pat, 30-minute special.
If you
high school
want,
football
I'll hang
tonight.
Around.
You
I
can.
Know, yeah, I mean, I'll help you. Timmy, you'll hang around, too. We'll just hang and keep it going. We don't want to leave. No, we don't want to leave. How much money would you pay me if I cracked this man's back right now and fix him? It'll be like...
I think he should pay you.
I'm a healer.
Beamer,
I'll heal you.
It's never going to end.
Healer.
I'll heal you.
Do you want to work tonight?
Not really.
You want to go to Waffle House?
How's the show going, Ted? Oh, it's going great, Mike.
Reimer, should we end the show?
I don't care.
Reimer, you want to go to Waffle House with me and Timmy?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Reimer, you know how they put the little logo in the waffle?
I don't know that.
You ever seen that?
No.
All right, Buckeye Show, high school football after that. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a five-minute delay on westbound 670 from 5th Avenue to 4th Street and a couple-minute holdup on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart-grade Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work-ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.